This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
More serious now.
Doogie.
It's only going to get worse.
Dieter.
Why?
Charlie.
What a bitch she is.
And Jeffrey.
My brain gets short-circuited.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Thursday, September 13th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter's here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's how you get through to the show. You can call us at that number. You can text us at that number, too. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio on your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time. We're starting live just a little bit late this morning. B2 went through my phone last night and
wait another half fight. Hour. It's not drive time yet.
We got in a big fight and she started Instagramming some photos that she found in my phone, but no, that's not what happened. That's crazy. No, I was B2 yesterday. She made some buffalo chicken dip.
Oh no!
Oh,
and I said,
if she went and got you ice cream on top of that.
No ice cream. But
I'm surprised
she
you're
said,
here.
She goes, "Not when she was making it." She goes, "You know, the last time I made you buffalo chicken dip." You went off and you put more buffalo sauce in there. I made it mild on purpose. I said, I know, but man, there's just no flavor when you make it mild. This is just a little bit. She put some more buffalo sauce in there. Then I and she gave me a little taste. I go, yeah, I go, ah.
A little more.
Guys, just put a little bit more in there. It'll be fine. I said just a little bit more. Just a dab more, and it will be perfect.
Yeah. Like an eye drop.
Oh, man. I was dropping. Yeah. And
I get the same thing from that stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, I love eating it. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't even know how she is making this. She mixes it with something white. I don't know what that is. Is that like sour cream? Is it?
Cream cheese.
I don't know what it is.
I think. I would guess. That's what people use in dips, don't they?
I don't know. It's some
Spencer,
sort of...
you cook cream cheese?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something white. I know that. Sorry, mixing it all up. I'm like, a little bit more in there.
What do you eat with
My sphincter's on fire right now.
Keep it coming, baby.
You that are in line of that hurricane right now... It has nothing on what I just unleashed.
Stop. Wait.
The Fury.
What?
We've heard of that book that came out about Trump a while ago, Fire and Fury.
That's the title of your ass.
Yeah. And the new one that came out, Fear. I was afraid I was going to crap my heart out through my sphincter.
What did you eat with the dip?
We had some actual chicken. I had some the buffalo chicken dip and then like a chicken breast.
Are you still dieting?
A lot of
no?
chicken. What?
Are you still dieting?
You know, trying to, but I don't know if buffalo chicken dip really fits in on that. All right, I do have a lot to talk about this morning. Doogie has an Ozzy Osbourne T-shirt on this morning, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to meet Ozzy Osbourne. I'll tell you about that just in a few minutes, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, do you want to meet Ozzy?
Do I?
The legend.
Me? Yes.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I was going to say, we're not allowed.
I'm talking to who I... fans.
No,
do you
I know.
Want to meet Ozzy Osbourne? I'm going to give you the opportunity. What would you say to Ozzy?
Oh, my God.
What would he say to you? Would you even be able to understand what he said to you? He could tell you the most important thing. Impart wisdom. He's probably been to 100 different countries, and he wants to share that wisdom with you, but you can't understand what the hell he's saying.
Isn't this cool? This is so cool that they're doing this. I'm excited for fans.
Now, I don't know what's going on in the fart box, if it's like a special day today or something, but I walked in.
It's very somber in there.
Is it?
I don't know. Naz hasn't uttered one word.
Oh. Oh, I saw him uttering lots of words to Charlie.
Oh.
Probably just not to you. He hates you. Hates me. Hates Dieter.
Still nothing.
Charlie has...
Hello?
Looks like Charlie has some new shoes on, so I don't know if this is some sort of special occasion, but these are...
Reeboks, baby.
They look new. Are they new, Charlie?
Yes.
All right. They
gave up on Nikes finally.
Well, I never wore Nike.
You sure?
Positive.
Yeah, it was New Balance, but good try.
Why did you switch from New Balance? You used to love those New Balance.
I just wanted a new pair of shoes. Got a new pair of shoes.
Those are very retro. I mean, if it's the same as your old shoes, just with a sort of a Reebok logo. I mean, it's the same
thing. Actually,
Doogie
was doing the story on those dad shoes, and as I was looking up trying to get pictures and video and stuff of these dad shoes, I came across these, and I went, damn. Those are pretty sweet.
Now, how much those were on you?
These were my most expensive shoe purchase of my life.
Really?
$75, $80
Oh, my
bucks.
God.
Oh, boy. God.
You'll wear those, though, for 10 years.
No, I'm already regretting this purchase.
They're white.
They're white bottoms. Yeah. I'll never keep these clean. I triple sprayed them before I got them. Look at them. They're
What's
white.
What's wrong with white bottoms?
Oh,
they're
going to
get filthy. Yeah. I don't have the patience or the care or the foresight to not step in mud and everything and...
What were your other shoes? Aren't all shoes white bottoms unless it's
no,
like a black?
No.
Your other ones were navy blue?
I don't think they were, but those were cheap, the cheapest New Balances they sold. So you destroy them and then you just move on with your life. These are twice, three times as much as the New Balances I was wearing. So it was a mistake. I'm already regretting it.
Are you really? Are they comfortable?
No, yeah, they're great shoes. I'm just saying they're dirt. They're going to get dirty.
I bought a pair of shoes. I was online. And I wasn't even planning to buy a pair of shoes, and I got hit by some ad. I don't know what it was. And I go, that's a nice pair of shoes. So I bought some of these shoes. I haven't worn them yet. They just came like a week ago.
How do you buy shoes without trying them on?
Well, I know what size I wear.
It's
unbelievable how that works.
I can't do that.
And it's the same thing. They have white on the bottom, the sides, you know, the very whatever, not the sole, but whatever
the
that
rim.
Comes up around the, yeah, whatever that thing's
rim.
Called. Right. And I go, what a terrible decision to get these right before the start of winter.
Oh, I know.
Now, if you live in Florida, it doesn't matter. You have beautiful weather all the time. But in most of the places where we are and visit and live, it's they're going to get ruined.
Yes.
Immediately.
I did it. So did you spray them down? What's your shoe maintenance technique? I want to know.
I do spray them down
with...
What
do you use? Rejuvenator?
No.
Jason Mark?
No. Oh, man, I forget what the brand
is. I'm using Kiwi.
Oh, yeah, Kiwi. Orange cap?
I believe it was orange. I had my girlfriend do it. She sprayed it 3 different times.
Is that like a waterproofer thing?
Yeah, just to make sure. I don't know if
it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it gives me the peace of mind.
I make B2 do that as well, she does that for me. And she every time she goes, I don't know why you bother. It doesn't do any good. I go, it's got to do something, or they wouldn't sell it, Britt.
Well, it works for the Converse because those are like canvas. It kind of works for that. Keeps them a little bit longer.
Nad was telling me this. There's like he said, Jason Mark or Rejuvenator. That's what's huge in the shoe culture.
Rejuvenator. Huh?
Yeah, those are the two big games. And there's not an A at the end of Rejuvenator. It's an 8.
Yes, to kind of rejuvenate.
Oh, rejuvenate.
Mm-hmm. And anyways, you spray that down.
Well, is it Rejuvenator or Rejuvenate?
Yeah, Rejuvenator.
Aider.
Oh, okay. And then there's an R after the 8?
It's too long of a product name.
It's a terrible product
name. Way too long.
Did you wait? What shoes did you get? Those sock shoes?
No, no. No, they were just they're just like black and red with some white on there, and they look good. I go, I'll try those.
What's going on with those Back to the Future shoes you have?
Oh, you don't wear them?
With the automatic lacing ones?
Oh, I haven't worn those in a while.
Self-lacing?
Yeah.
You only wore them the one day.
Yeah, wear them every day.
Well, I'm waiting for them to go up in value.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to sell them and invest it all in Bitcoin.
Nice, okay.
How about that? That's the wave of the future.
Yeah. I don't think we're allowed to talk about Bitcoin.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Let's just move right along.
And then, so Charlie has some new shoes on. Nads, I saw briefly, he's wearing purple pants today.
He wore those the other
this
day.
This is the style
did he?
Crew now.
Yeah.
Well, last week, yeah.
Let me see these.
You just wore them this week.
No, I wore them last week.
It was last week.
No, I just said.
This is the style crew now in here. Yes.
Whoa, look at that.
Look at him.
They're plum.
Yeah, plum.
Plum smugglers.
He just wore those Tuesday, and I made a comment that they're purple.
He wore those 2 days ago?
No.
Last week, douche.
No,
I would have seen those.
He did, because he ripped on what I was wearing, and I'm like, you're telling me you're wearing purple pants, and he goes, they're plum. He just wore those.
They're plum.
Did I do Tuesday? For real?
Yes.
Wow. It was recent,
I thought it was last week.
Wow. Lamar, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lamar.
Yo, what's up, Rover?
Yo, what's happening?
Yo. Not much. Yo, what's more disrespectful, kneeling at the national anthem or burning the United States flag?
I would say on a scale of disrespectfulness, burning the United States flag would probably be more disrespectful, in my opinion.
Okay, right. I agree. But they passed a law that you can burn the flag.
Who passed a law?
This has been passed.
Where? When?
In the United States, you can burn the flag without no.
Well, they didn't pass a law that says you can. It's part of your First Amendment freedom of speech.
Right.
You're able to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So why you give everybody else? Why you give Colin a hard time for kneeling, and then Nike for having Colin to be on their...
Believe me, if Colin walked out and burned the flag, people would be giving him a pretty hard time, but
yes,
it just wouldn't be illegal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look, people would give... they would give people who burn the flag a hard time, and I think that they give people a hard time for those who kneel at the national anthem, rightly or wrongly. And look, I don't think anyone should be surprised by people being upset with that. I understand where these players are coming from because I can separate the emotion from, from some people they just see. So even flag burning, a lot of people, that should be made illegal. No, it shouldn't. If you are unhappy with your government and you want to make a statement, you can burn the American flag. Now, all these knuckleheads will tell you, well, then just move. Well, that's not the way the United States works. Just if you disagree with someone, you don't have to leave the United States. And both the flag burning and the kneeling for the national anthem are a form of protest. It's protected free speech. And but as with any free speech, if you say something or do something, be prepared to defend your position and have people disagree with you. I could go on the air today and say, Lamar, that I hate all Asians and that Asians should all be thrown in a boat and carted off to the ocean and sink that boat with all the Asians on it and get rid of them all. I could say that, Lamar.
Right.
That would be freedom of speech. However, I would have to pay the consequences.
Absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. Everybody paid consequences.
The same way Charlie had to pay the price when he said he hates black people on the show.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I do.
I do.
2 years ago?
I'm just kidding. Lamar, all right.
Charlie, I hate black people.
Oh,
Jesus.
Stop, Lamar.
All right, thank you, Lamar.
Jeez, I know.
Oh, boy. We are going to give you the opportunity to meet Ozzy Osbourne. I'll tell you about that in just a few minutes. I just read that, yes, Nads, what was it?
I didn't wear these Tuesday. It was last week.
Monday?
How do you know?
I swear it was.
I was going through my outfits,
uh-huh.
And I was going through RMG Plus.
Uh-huh.
I went sweatpants Monday,
uh-huh.
Corduroys Tuesday,
oh.
Sweatpants yesterday, plum pants today.
Were your corduroys plum color?
No, they were gray.
Interesting.
You didn't wear anything purple this week?
No, not, no. Douche, that was last week.
And
are you okay, Douche? Are you high, Douche?
Snitz agreed with.
No, I said last week.
No, you agreed with me.
Charlie flip-flopped.
Oh, he did flip-flop. Charlie said last week. Snitzer said this week.
I didn't say this week.
Yes,
I said he wore
them
before.
You did.
You did say this
week. Go back.
Week.
I never said he wore them this week.
No.
Are you okay, Anthony?
No, Snitzer.
Are you high, Snitzer?
I said he wore them before.
We got high in the parking lot before we came in here.
That's fine. I'm the first one to notice them anyway, so that's fine. Go ahead.
You get credit.
I do. And I call them plum.
They're purple.
Nah, they're plum.
Let me see here. I just saw something. Tell me about this. How weird is this? Paul McCartney told a story. Now, I was just thinking about the Beatles the other day. I think I told you that. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I was sometimes when I get into my car, I don't really play music off of my phone much. And for some reason, every now and then, if I get into my car, maybe, I don't know why, but if Bluetooth, if I'm playing a song on my phone and the next time I get into my car, the Bluetooth takes over and it just starts playing. Whatever. So, and then it usually plays everything on shuffle, not a playlist. It just starts playing everything that's in my phone. And I have so much music in my phone because we used to download so much music for the show we used to do. Remember way back in the day we did Homeless Hummers?
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, yeah.
We had a homeless guy come in and sing a song and try and guess. Speaking of which, apparently I thought he passed away.
No.
But he's not homeless anymore. Dumb ran into him at a wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Did the homeless guy get married and I'm still not married?
Yeah, that's how bad it is.
I don't think he was getting married.
But
I think
he has a girlfriend or a date or
I think he was at a wedding. Homeless Bill.
With a girl like he's held. He was rank. Do you remember what he used to look like?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's good. He picked up his life.
There's a lot of, for whatever reason, I know why. There are a lot of Beatles songs in there. When the Beatles stuff first came out on iTunes, you could buy like the whole Beatles catalog and just get everything Beatles for $200 or something.
Sure.
So I did that. I like the Beatles.
Oh, I never knew that. You don't seem like a Beatles guy.
You don't.
Like you just sit there and listen to them when you're doing your work?
No.
I don't listen to anything when I'm doing my
work.
It distracts me.
I don't know when you're listening to it.
I don't know. I don't know. Remember, I got arrested at a Kmart for stealing CDs when I was probably about 13 or 14 years old. And those were Beatles CDs.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Which ones? You never said that.
I don't know if you've ever said that.
I thought it was like Vanilla Ice, PM Dawn, all that crap you were saying.
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
You're right. You have a Beatles CD stuck to your wall in that one picture.
Oh,
way up on the top.
You?
And those, I guarantee you, were stolen from, those are different ones probably, stolen from Kmart. Snitz was just showing a picture of me when I was probably 15 or 16. I don't know. Maybe I bought those. I don't remember. But they had those long boxes.
Yeah.
At the time. See, I had to stick those down the front of my pants. So half of them is below the belt. The other half is sticking up above the belt. Anyhow, Paul McCartney told a story. I was going to tell it to you right here, but since I started a little bit late this morning, let me get caught up. When we come back, I'll tell you that. And also, when I come back, I will tell you how you can meet Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh,
right after this.
Nice.
Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Come for the pain. Stay for the laughs. Stick around and you'll never believe what'll happen next. Rover's Morning Glory.
Randy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Randy.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo, man.
Susie, you know I hate you.
Hi, honey.
I love you, too. Rover, I got to call you out, man. You are so wrong on your representation of the American flag. You keep saying it represents the government. 13 bars represent the 13 original colonies. The stars represent the states that become, or the colonies that became states, which is now at 50. And hopefully,
Randy, don't be an idiot.
You keep saying the flag represents the government.
It represents the United States of America. Don't be an idiot.
We the people. You keep saying, well, if you got a problem with the government, burn the flag.
Yes, Randy, that's right. That's what happens in a protest.
No, you don't burn the flag. That represents we the people.
So what does the flag of Russia represent?
The Russia. Are we a communist nation? No.
What does the flag of Russia represent? What does the flag of Russia represent?
It
represents Russia, you jackass. What does the flag of Sweden represent?
The Swedish people.
It represents Sweden. What does the American flag represent? America, you jacknut. This is the dumbest argument. This is honest. This is probably the dumbest argument I've heard on this show.
You just don't want to say you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. What do they paint on the side of what do they paint on the side of bombers and government planes?
What
and
do we put in, up
and,
on the moon? What did that
American
mean?
People, American people,
and what did the, what did that America person plant?
American workers.
Listen, Randy. This is just incredibly stupid.
Just
and
wrong.
When you call in with something this moronic, everyone knows
wrong.
That the
You're
American flag represents the United States of America,
not the government. The people of the United
it represents
States.
The country, and guess what? The government governs the country, hence
the
term
people,
government.
The people run the country.
Oh my God, this guy!
He
All
got
right,
you,
thank, oh yeah, oh boy, I got to tuck my tail between my legs.
Yes, well, you me. Should. Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Two things. I'm going to tell you how you can meet Ozzy Osbourne in just a minute. In just a few seconds. But Paul McCartney told a story. And I've started to tell you, I like the Beatles. Are you guys fans of the Beatles?
Of course. I think everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
I was just talking to B2 about it. I said, you know, it's amazing how... how that music stands the test of time. You know, that after how many years has it been? You think Migos is going to be played in
yes.
restaurants 60 years from now?
For the rest of our lives.
Yeah, me too.
How is it, 50 years old?
Yeah, it's like they started like 64, 62 actually, but 64 they got famous.
So that's
over 50.
That is 52 years.
This is one of the best songs roughly. Ever. I mean, listen, this is great.
The best band of all time.
So many hits. And it is a testament that the music still stands up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And out of all those hits, they're really only like making hits for 5 years, right?
Oh yeah, they were not around a long time.
No, 5 years.
But Paul McCartney did a an interview with some magazine. Let me see if I can find out what magazine it is. Oh, GQ. So the reporter goes to Paul McCartney's office in London. He says that they spent most of the hour that he was with them talking about killing frogs, taking acid, and the pros and cons of drilling holes in one's skull. However, there was one story that stuck out. The reporter asked about the early days of the Beatles and how the guys would bond with one another. And Paul McCartney went into a story and he says, I was over at John's house and it was just a group of us. And instead of just getting roaring drunk and partying, I don't even know if we were staying over or anything. We were all just in these chairs and the lights were out and somebody started masturbating. So we all did.
No, that makes sense.
He said that there were about five people over there, including himself and John Lennon and a few friends.
All guys?
Oh, yeah. As far as I know, yes.
You definitely mentioned if there were women.
Yeah.
Because I'm reading it, too. Yeah, you'd throw that in. There were some babes there.
And
he did not say that.
He continues on. He says, as they each concentrated on their mission, anyone in the group was encouraged to shout out a name that would offer inspiration to the others masturbating. Brigitte, is that how? Brigitte Bardot? Is that how you say
Bridget
her name?
Bridget Bardot.
Bridget Bardot?
Yeah, it's Bridget.
Bridget Bardot. I guess she was a real hot piece of ass in the early 60s.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
So they would yell things out like that.
It's still a man's voice you're hearing.
Yes. And then he says everyone would continue cranking it out after, and they'd all start thinking about Bridget Bardot.
That's so funny.
And then John Lennon yelled out, Winston Churchill.
Oh. Oh.
At which point everyone was like, ah.
Oh. Buzzkill.
Mm-hmm. The reporter asked Paul McCartney if this was a one-time thing or if it was a common occurrence. And Paul McCartney replied, I think it was a one-off.
Something was off.
Something was going off. Popping off. Or maybe it was like a two-off, he says. It wasn't a big thing, you know. It was just the kind of thing you didn't think much of. It was just a group. It's quite raunchy when you think about it. There's so many things like that from when you're a kid that you look back on and you're like, did we do that? But it was good, harmless fun. It didn't hurt anyone. Not even Bridget Bardot. Is it really Bridget and not Brigitte?
Well, that's the way Americans have always said it. But she's French, so I'm sure it's Brigitte.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah,
she's very pretty.
Is she hot enough to crank it in a room full of guys?
Oh, yeah.
Just from memory?
From memory? I mean...
She's very famous.
I don't know if she's that hot.
Very famous.
Doesn't matter how famous she is. It's five guys sitting around in a room. Like it's pretty much a circle, Jay.
Dieter just started yelling out hot chicks' names. I'm not going to get so turned on that I need to start cranking it
right
now.
Let's
try it. Well, this is before, you know.
Porn?
Yeah. Well, no, before, all you had was pictures then.
Well, like, yeah.
At least let's look at some pictures, guys.
Getting, like, a nudie picture was impossible. I mean.
What year was the first, like, was Playboy the first magazine that they had?
That would have been in the 60s as
well. Was it? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be the first magazine.
What was?
53. Playboy came out.
53?
Yeah.
Was that early? Wow.
Marilyn Monroe, I think, was on the front.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the first. It's certainly the first mainstream.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure you could. I mean, they had weird old movies. You'd have to go, like, somebody's house. They'd have a projector or something.
Oh, the stag films and stuff they had for.
Explain
right?
This. What is that?
For like back in the bachelor parties and stuff. That's what it was called, the stag films.
Back in the day,
the bachelor party would be
a stag party.
No, but the bachelor party would be a bunch of guys getting together watching a porn.
Yeah, like a blue film they would call it.
Wait, you've never been to a bachelor party?
Yeah, but I haven't. We've never watched porn at it. No.
My God, we go on bar crawls with the station and there's porn playing.
Well, yeah. Okay,
yeah, on the bus. Yes. The limo bus so, we put porn on.
Spin around, yes.
Nobody okay. even bats an eye.
But not specifically watching a, you know. Movie.
It also sounds like, I'm reading this article, that the Beatles also watched 17-year-old George Harrison lose his virginity and then all clapped and applauded for him once it was done.
Oh, wow. Is he younger than the rest of them?
He was the youngest Beatle, yeah.
It says they're sharing a room in their pre-Hamburg days, and the other Beatles kept quiet listening while the 17-year-old George Harrison dispensed with his virginity, and then they all applauded at the end.
So they just listened.
That's great.
But it says they're sharing a room. So, yeah, listen, maybe just in the dark, but they're all in the same room.
Well, that's weird. I'm going to tell you how you can meet Ozzy Osbourne in just a moment. Let me go to AJ. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, AJ.
Rover, CLI.
Harvey, what's happening?
Here, yo.
Yo!
Hey, you're all right with me, man, but you were the first one to jump in when they were talking about the, when Rover started talking about the masturbation story. Weren't you the one that talked about doing a CJ with all your frat buddies in college?
Wait, what's a CJ?
A circle J.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What the hell are you talking about?
I think that might
no.
be Nads.
Nads.
No, I had a... No, we had a masturbation contest in college. But no, I had a
young teen masturbate in front of me when I was a child.
A young teen?
In a shed.
He was like 15 or 16. Remember?
So he was 15 and you were how old?
10.
Oh, my God. And just right in front of you.
Yeah. He was passing around nudie playing cards.
And, wow.
So we were looking at him and then...
And then you got the ace in the hole?
Yeah. And then I look up from my jacko of spades, and he's just cranking, just wow. going down.
Looking right at you?
Looking right at us. It was
Eye
me, my
contact?
Brother, and my friend. Oh, yeah. And
wow.
Well, he's like going up and down, and then we were frozen. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
And did he, like, complete the deed?
Yeah.
Whoa, and you just stared at him the whole
yeah.
time?
Yeah, I didn't know. I really didn't know
no
what that was.
He's so screwed
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, let's blame him.
It all goes back to that. Wow. Ozzy Osbourne is playing. Our home station where we're based at is 50 years old. And for the 50th birthday party... Ozzy Osbourne is playing a concert on Sunday night at Blossom Music Center. We will be there.
I can't wait.
And hopefully you will be there. We've been giving away tickets on the radio station and on the show for quite some time, and the day is finally here. However, I do have the opportunity for you to meet the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. Here's what I need. All right. We haven't done anything where we have someone come into the studio for quite some time. So, do you think we can get people to come in today, Doogie, like in the next 30 minutes or so? Can you get to the radio station and try for an opportunity to meet Ozzy Osbourne? Can you do that? You think we can get people to do that?
Yes. I think you can.
Yeah, of course you can.
You know okay. the chances of meeting Ozzy? Like...
You have an Ozzy t-shirt on right now. That's the closest you'll ever get to Ozzy.
No, I know. I will never in my life.
Are you meeting Ozzy?
No, you
You're
are.
You're not meeting Ozzy.
You and one other person get to meet Ozzy.
I'm not supposed to talk about it, though. True story.
What?
Sash Keith told me not to talk about it. Just
talk
like
about
everything.
What?
That I'm meeting Ozzy Osbourne.
No, do you really?
Can't talk about it.
Wait, you and Alan are meeting.
Not allowed to talk about it.
Alan said he's not allowed to talk about it.
I'm not kidding. Not allowed to talk about it.
Is it because,
it?
Like, the other people in the station would be jealous or something?
That's what Sass Keith like. Sass Keith always, he I, always gives you,
are
like,
you kidding?
He always prefaces it by, like they're doing you a big favor here. And, you know, I only have two
that.
Slots for people to meet Ozzy Osbourne. And it's going to be you and Alan.
I would love to meet him, but I understand why you would meet him and I wouldn't.
Like,
I
don't... It's the morning show and the afternoon show hosts. that are meeting Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But duh. I'm not supposed to talk about it because other people like...
Who's going to get mad?
Corey, our board op, will probably quit.
No, Corey understands. Corey will be with us.
Oh, he'll be backstage too. He probably has some laminate from the time he got on his knees for Ozzy Osbourne in 1982 or something, you know?
He wishes. No, we'll be on stage doing a stage announcement and you'll introduce all of us. Corey will be with us on stage too.
So, here's what I can talk about. I can talk about that I am going to give you the opportunity to come into the radio station. You got to be here. Now, I only want you to participate in this if you are able to come to the radio station. And
by what
you,
time?
You have to be able to get here by 8:20 at the very latest. At the very, very, very latest.
Okay, drive safe.
And if you don't get here, then you're out. Now, here's what we'll do. We'll start with caller 30 right now. 866 Yo Rover. Again, don't call if you're sitting at home and you won't be able to make it down here.
Are you also telling people not?
It's completely irrelevant.
I want to make this clear. They shouldn't drive here right now, right?
Yeah, don't unless you are one of these callers. Don't
say that because I was a little confused. Dude. I thought there's a mad rush to get here right
People
now.
People are probably on their way already, you jackass.
Yeah, I call off work.
Okay, like, so listen.
Very important.
So, we'll start with caller 30. We'll take caller 30, 31, 32. And that's it. Three people. I think I can do this with three people. So we will bring you in, and one of you is going to walk out with tickets to the show on Sunday, and you will get to meet the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne himself. So call in right now, 866-YO-ROVER, if you are available to come in.
At 8:20.
By 8:20.
By 8:20.
Okay. But don't come here.
You'll probably be here until 9. Okay?
But don't
call in if you can't be here by 8:20.
That's right.
And don't
come here. Don't waste my time.
If you're not caller that Rover just suggested.
Thanks, Tisha.
Well, no.
Caller 30, 31, and 32. Right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Dieter, I know you get excited when you see when you meet the guy from Hoobastank.
Well, the whole band, Rover. Don't just not the lead singer. Give them all credit.
Who would you be most excited to meet in your entire life?
Oh, jeez.
You can meet anyone. You met Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right. That was probably the one guy that you really wanted to meet more than anyone else.
Yeah, that was the peak. Who's next? Who's next on the list?
Who's left?
Well, Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Oh, come on.
To meet?
Hoo-ah.
Is that what you just asked him? I'm sorry.
Yes, to meet, yeah.
Yeah, Pacino, come on, man. Send some classics. Like Pacino, De Niro, because of all the gangster movies. I think
hoo-ah.
That'd be next on my list.
Hoo-ah.
Mine's Barry Manilow.
He's already dead.
He's not. Barry Manilow is my all-time...
But you've seen him at shows, right? Like your front row?
Yeah, but I've never met him.
Okay, that's close enough.
The other one was Johnny Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls, and I was able to meet him.
You met him.
I know. That was on my bucket list.
Yeah, you're the picture up in your office for years.
So, we'll give you the opportunity, and you'll come in. You will be competing against the other two people, essentially, okay? You'll be competing against the other people. In order to meet Ozzy Osbourne, to get tickets to the show and to meet Ozzy Osbourne, but you got to be here by 8:20. So caller 30, 31, and 32, 866-YO-ROVER.
Can I ask,
yeah.
Doing what? Like,
no,
none of us know
can't.
What's going on.
No, you can't. No, you can't ask that, did you?
Okay.
Maybe it'll be like Paul McCartney. We'll put
turn the lights off.
Put some chairs.
Put
we'll dim the
song
lights.
Scream out a name.
We'll put on a Beatles song, and I'll just scream it.
Doozy!
Oh,
when I scream that name out, see who can actually complete the deed.
Y'all go soft.
Yeah, I'll just keep yelling Doozy, or have her cackle like that, or do that stupid laugh. Who can complete the deed while Doozy makes her wheeze laugh?
All right, let me take a break. I have so much to talk about this morning. I know that this, did they update the track of this hurricane?
Yeah.
I know that some of our audience was right in the path of this hurricane. What about now? Has it gone south, north? What's going on with the hurricane? I don't have any details as to that, Tuji.
It has downgraded, which as soon as I saw that, I'm like, Rover's going to be like, oh, I wouldn't have left. It's downgraded. It's not that bad.
Some guy called in and said anything under a 3, you stay.
And what is it?
It's a 2.
It's still bad.
They were talking about before, they were like 140 mile per hour sustained winds, and now it's 110 max winds.
So sustained
of like 85 or something.
I don't know. They don't mention that number anymore.
Bad.
Well, yeah, that doesn't make anyone turn on their TV.
Papers,
no.
And it
category 2.
It
that's
has,
it.
Yeah.
The headlines all for the past 24 hours. How bad it's going to be. This is the big one.
It's,
get out of the way.
It's still
death,
bad.
Destruction. This one is going to be so much worse than any of the others. That's what I've been hearing.
The heavy rains and the flooding, and it has changed course. Once it lands, remember I told you at first it was going to go north. It was going to go northwest, but then it made a shift and it was going to go
southwest. Yeah.
Now it's back to going
north.
Yeah. So it's coming.
Now, I guess it could still rain a lot, cause a lot of flooding.
Horrible.
That is probably true.
As well is what's really scary.
But the storm surge isn't going to be that at a category 2. It's not going to be compared to category 4. They say what?
That's going to be really bad, the
garbage.
Storm surge.
It's garbage.
Did you see the funny weather map that the National Weather Service put up?
Now let's.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God!
Oh, wow. Right
it
here,
looks just like a penis. It's a big pink penis.
That's terrible.
Even I saw that head, and is that real?
I saw it online. I go, this can't be real.
Yeah, National Weather
Someone
Service put it out.
Photoshopped that, right?
That's what I thought.
It's the path of the, you know, I guess it shows either rainfall or wind speed or whatever. You know how it's different colors, and the one right in the middle, where I assume the eye is going through, is flesh colored, and then there's a band that looks like the head.
Oh,
it does look just like a penis.
One of the comments was Virginia is going to have to change its name after this. It's not a virgin anymore.
Oh.
There's tons of comments.
Yeah, hopefully
there's tons
most,
of better
hopefully
comments,
most
yeah.
of them are better than that.
Well, that was funny.
There's behind this when they take the shot of what's going on in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
There's 3 more hurricanes cooking up.
Well, speaking of a shot, I was looking at this yesterday and CNN already had a live, I was on CNN.com, they already had a live view of the beach with the waves and
the
beach cam.
Yeah.
But this was just a stream. No one was even there. No reporters were there. It was just a stream, like a webcam. And they're like, see the waves pound wherever the hell it was. I don't know. North Carolina, South Carolina, who knows where it was. See the waves pound the beach. There are people on the beach under umbrellas. I go, this is
well,
they're really trying to sell this to me.
I was listening to a reporter that was talking to, because they had curfew. It was 8 o'clock last night, and I forget where this was. People were on the beach. They were getting ready to pack up and go home. They wanted the kids to have one last opportunity to be on the beach before everything happened. So I heard interviews with people that were on the beach and they were getting ready. It was around 2 o'clock. They said, we're going to go grab our stuff. The car's packed and we're heading out. They had a curfew until 8 o'clock. They were just going to drive west and get out of the little bit safer zone. So,
Well, I hope that it turns out to be.
Oh, I hope everyone's okay.
A lot weaker and less damage, but still. You're not going to have the wind damage. The storm surge isn't going to be nearly as bad. However, it could still rain a lot, especially if it hangs out over a particular area for a long period of time. It could dump a lot of rain, and that could cause some serious flooding. So not out of the woods yet. We'll be back right after this with the Shizzy, the news, on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. We'll be right back. Dieter wants to start hunting and killing his own food. He's been training as a chicken choker for years now.
It makes sense, right? Makes complete sense.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
I have an impalement story.
Oh, good. Another one.
Another one. I'll tell you, coming up next.
Dieter just told me, you guys couldn't believe that Saskeith told me not to talk about meeting Ozzy Osbourne. We're giving people the opportunity to meet Ozzy Osbourne. Everyone will be here in the next 15 minutes or so, roughly, yep. Charlie?
Yes, they're on their way.
Okay.
If you were to meet him, and like you are going to meet him, and Saskeith doesn't want you to talk about
it. Saskeith doesn't want me to talk about it.
What about after you
meet
him?
Maybe after, then I could.
But who would possibly get mad at that?
After the embargo's over and you're allowed to then speak about it and you can talk about it?
Yeah, I guess.
Would that have to be a secret too? Like you take a picture with him, you can never show another person.
And just carry it around in my wallet.
Yeah.
And
just look at it.
We have like a secret. Alan Cox, our afternoon guy, and me are in a secret society of Ozzy meters.
Yeah, and you have to go to a special room, a top secret room.
Yeah, what do they call it? A skiff?
Yeah, skiff. You go to the skiff.
Secure or something, whatever those.
You're sitting there, you guys can both share your Ozzy stories, but nobody else can know.
I think
Dieter told me that Saskeith had another. Thing that he shut down and said, you can't talk about this on the air. It's completely out of hand.
I have a folder.
It is absolutely out of hand. And Grandma, what they do to me here, they torture me. They torture me.
And this is even a big deal. This is very funny.
So Saskeith told you there was something yesterday is not for air. What was it?
No, I can't. What are you doing? I can't say.
No, I thought you just couldn't play the video. You were taking video.
He did say that. Not for air. That you can't play that audio for air.
But I thought you could talk about it. I mean, we're definitely going to talk about it.
From my understanding, and I'll take the heat, he just said you can't play the audio on air, which is golden.
I'll just say it then. Saskeith is in the hallway.
Yeah.
I think talking to Dougie about something, maybe Ozzy.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey just walks up to him in the hallway. I'm there. Dougie's there and brings up the raise. His raise. Not in the office, not at close.
Doesn't go down to Saskeith's office, close the door.
Yeah. Hey, Saskeith. This interrupts him. Boom. I heard something about, I'm supposed to get a raise. And I'm like, oh, this is gold.
Terrible. What a terrible way to bring it up, right?
And Keith is like, Keith goes, are you asking? And Jeffrey's just like, You can't hear me? I heard something about it. He never actually asked. He's just
never.
Like, I heard about a raise. Rover said a raise. So I'm filming all this. It's a couple minutes.
So you filmed the whole thing of Jeffrey bumbling and stumbling through talking about getting a raise. Finally. And the only reason he even brought it up to Saskeith is because Saskeith, who's our operations manager, runs all these stations, came down our hallway yesterday. That's the only reason. Jeffrey didn't seek him out.
Oh, no. He just happened to be here. Jeffrey was walking out of the building, walking down the hallway to go home, and then he saw Keith.
So he stumbled and bumbled through it.
Right. And at the very end, because I'm kind of around the corner, my phone has just happened to be filming. Jeffrey sees me and goes, Dieter's filming. So then Keith pulls me in the office. I shouldn't even be saying this. And he said, this is a personnel issue.
Oh, my God.
Don't bring this up on air. Don't play the video.
I mean,
so don't post it.
Oh, my God. It just is.
And it was pretty good. It's funny.
Well, yeah.
Very funny.
It was. It's funny. A payoff.
I mean, yeah. Yes, no kidding.
Luckily, and it was caught.
I'll talk to him today. I mean, there's no reason that you shouldn't give that video over and play that video. There's no reason. The stuff Don't talk about this. I mean, literally, there has to be hundreds of things. Don't talk about it.
I haven't found the right Rolodex. I've been searching. I haven't found the right Rolodex, but started. Because you said you want a Rolodex in the studio. Am I allowed to talk about that? Flip through the Rolodex to see.
It's all new.
We put everything in alphabetical order. I mean, old school, like an actual Rolodex.
Yeah.
Don't read.
People used to put their phone numbers on there. I just have cards of what I can't talk about.
Don't read what it is, because he probably suspended me for doing this, but just flip through. I just barely started doing the research for the Rolodex. Don't say what it is.
That's so good.
He's going to get mad at me.
These are all things we can't talk
if
about.
If you have any questions on this, any is all capitalized, please feel free to reach out to me. And ... Do not reference this email or the company's direction on air.
You just did.
It all I Googled in my email.
By the way,
searched.
There's no reason not to talk about that. This, I mean, this is years after the fact, I'm guessing.
What year is that?
Oh, no, maybe it was
recently.
Dude, you said she only went, made it to 2017, I think, right?
Yeah.
This was exactly 2 years ago, September 21st, 2016.
Oh, okay. But just briefly, so you can look through, it's just so funny to, I haven't even finished researching it.
Well, for instance, why not? Why shouldn't you talk about the company's direction? All of these things are directed squarely at me. They don't apply to anyone else.
I'm sure.
They're all directed right at me. This, we should just have a day where we go through.
Can you do it on RMG Plus?
I wanted to let you all know so that you did not think blank, 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 blank. To on-air folks, no need to mention any of this on the air at this point. It is so ridiculous.
And none of it's good, right?
No, this is so stupid. This is so, so stupid. This is, I just have to tell you what this one is.
No, don't, because they'll get mad at me. Don't.
Is this the one from yesterday?
No. This is from 2017.
Here, give it back. Okay.
No.
Because I'll get in
this
trouble.
This is so good.
No, don't. I'll get in trouble.
There were picketers at a building down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Not even our building.
I remember this, yes.
Picketing a building down the street has nothing to do with the radio station. Yeah. Saskeith emails people and says, hey, I'm letting you know there are picketers down the street at another building. Don't mention this on the air.
What does that matter?
Why?
What does that matter?
What difference does it make? I mean, I swear to you, this guy, he is a meddler. He meddles in everything. They're strangling me slowly but surely.
They're trying to make it go less painful. Just slow kill. You've got
three
years left.
I'm not kidding you. I don't know who I would even talk to about this, but like the guy puts so many restrictions on everything. Can he please somehow get out of he's the program director of this radio station now. They got rid of the program director like a year or two ago, and he's been the program director since then. They got to get this dude in, this assistant pro.
Jason.
Make him the program director.
Right. He'll leave us alone.
They're
and
going
just
to.
Pretend, Keith, that you don't even know what radio station this is. Just listen to the oldies station that you program, and that's it. Leave it at that.
They're gonna move Jason into that. Just what are they waiting for?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're
waiting
for.
We can't talk about it.
Yeah.
I may know, but I can't talk about it.
Do you know?
Jason knows, but he said he can't talk about it.
I mean, I've never seen...
It's okay.
I don't want to get on.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
On a tangent here. Doogie, are you ready for the news? Why couldn't you talk about that?
Do you want to just read?
I have no idea. Do you think people are going to come down here and then...
And the other one was, don't talk about this. I only read the first two that Doogie had. There's hundreds.
He laughed at that.
There's hundreds. The first one was, don't talk about this or the company's direction. Why not talk about the company's direction? It was the use of a particular word that was in the news at the time. Why not say the company doesn't want this said on the air, or the company has directed us not to use this word on the air? Why not? Why? What's the big secret there? There is no secret. That's the thing. Like,
is it a bad word?
Nobody says it anyway. So, Keith, I guess I'll be in your office after the show.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to talk about whatever it is he told you.
But we didn't say anything. I actually didn't know we weren't allowed to talk about the Jeffrey raise. I didn't know
but
that.
But money didn't even come up. It was nothing. Like, Keith didn't say anything that can get the company in trouble or anything.
Jeffrey didn't ask.
So why couldn't you play that video?
I don't
That's
know.
Ridiculous.
It was Jeffrey just talking the whole time, stumbling. I heard this, I heard that. You know, what are you going to do?
He did not ask, period.
Yeah, he just...
He must be in debt or something, and he must be so afraid of his job, Sasskeith, I'm talking about, that... Not Jeffrey. We know he's in debt. Yeah. But Sasskeith must be so afraid of his job that he must be in debt. I don't know if he has a gambling problem, drug problem.
Oh, stop it. Don't.
Something.
Sasskeith.
Coke problem, maybe?
Something. Don't say that, because Corey actually will dump it,
That's
idiot.
That's okay. We're going to get in trouble.
I think this guy's just looking out for the best interests of the company.
Is that what you think, Charlie?
And you included Rover. Looking out for you.
Always has my best interests at heart, yeah. Well, I've been I've learned you follow the direction of the people that are your boss. It gets you nothing. Gets you nowhere. It gets you lower ratings. It gets you more grief. It gets you a worse show. And
then you get syndicated.
No. Unless not if you're me, you don't. B2 showed me one of the guys that works for iHeart, Bobby Bones. He's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
they just announced
this
on Dancing with the Stars. So she showed me a video of him practicing with his partner. They just announced this yesterday. And I laughed so hard.
What is it, Rover?
And then B2 and I actually did it ourselves. And I was thinking, maybe every video that Bobby Bones posts, I have to do the exact same thing.
Oh,
should
sweet.
I do a video for video recreation?
Yes.
Just B2 and me?
And then you could get on Dancing
B2 could be my dance partner?
Why'd they pick that guy? Nobody knows him.
I'd love it. I could get cast on Dancing with the Stars, but I wouldn't be allowed to talk about it.
Oh.
Don't mention that,
yep.
Rover.
Bobby Bones has been groomed to be the next Ryan Seacrest of the company, don't you think?
Good for him.
No, I honestly, because Ryan is doing a lot. I don't know how that guy lives his life. He's so busy, which is great, but Bobby's everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Which is great for him.
It's good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good for my tweets that I'll put out with me dancing like he is.
Do you have it? Can I see it?
There's a couple of different ones. Which one are you looking for?
It's the one, all he's doing is doing like a shoulder back three times.
Okay.
And then he like pushes the chick out of the way so that he can show off his abs. It's hilarious.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you think I'm lying about this?
Dude, is this Instagram?
And I love, oh man, B2 loves... She follows Bobby Bones, I guess on Twitter or Instagram or something. You guys watching this? Did I call that correctly?
Yes.
Did I call that correctly?
Yeah.
It'll be saved in 2 seconds.
That's a hot bod.
He's thin.
He definitely pushes the chick out of the way so he can see his abs. But we laugh and laugh and laugh. I've Bobby Bones, I've met him. He seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have anything against Bobby Bones. He's seems to be an okay guy. But I have to tell you, I laugh and laugh and laugh when she shows me his
Instagram.
Twitter feed or Instagram.
Yeah.
Because they've deleted. She told me yesterday they deleted everything. Every tweet he's ever sent out, gone. I go, why? I guess because he's on Dancing with the Stars.
ABC.
I go, the guy's not controversial.
No.
In the least.
But ABC, I've worked
like
for them.
Like, zilch.
They're,
zero. Like, I don't, they, anyhow, so all of his tweets are gone. But I used to laugh and laugh and laugh because it was just an endless stream of workout photos. And not selfie workout photos, but someone... He had a photographer taking these photos of him working out.
Sure.
Well, I think I saw those.
How weird is that? You must have someone there. Like, dude, all right, I'm going to get on this machine and I'm going to be... And then you take a picture and then we'll put like an inspirational thing, like no pain, no gain or something. Like,
he probably has like
you just
assistant.
Stand over here. I mean, like whose job is that?
I'm guessing he has an assistant.
Well, he has like Secret Service, right? Maybe they take the pictures.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about the 24-hour security.
Armed security guards.
I like Bobby Bones. He's nice. Be nice to him. But I want to see the video of dancing. Can you play it?
Do I have this?
Yeah, it's a-
yeah, this is better than the shizzy. All
right, here it is. If you're watching RMG TV, here it is.
Catch.
How funny is that?
What is he wearing?
Are those sweatpants?
Is that his dong?
Those are sweatpants.
And dress shoes.
And like dance, like tap dance shoes or something. And so the girl isn't, he has his shirt off, of course.
Got a
as
nice
everyone
body.
Does when they are practicing their dance. And then he pushes her out of the way.
Catch.
And it's like, yeah. look at my abs. He like sticks like a pregnant woman. Ah, look at my abs. Ah.
Does he still do his show? How is he doing radio if he's doing all this?
Who knows? They play 10 songs an hour. I mean, how hard is it? You talk for 20 seconds. And then you play whatever this is.
Did he sing this?
This is a band.
Oh, this is him singing?
Called Fishing With My Dad.
About what he thought of me.
It's about having a stepdad.
Till he woke me up one morning.
And I said, get your little worm out. I'm going to go fishing.
With my dad.
Yeah.
We sat out on the water.
I know you know what a bobber is, but I'm going to show you.
All right.
Bobble
for a dog. Talking about the facts of life, what it means to be a
man. Go bobble for a dog.
We didn't share a last name, but we shared a lot of laughs. And I got to go fishing with my dad.
There you go. All right, Doogie, are you ready for a quick shizzy? Here
yes.
we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but it still remains a threat. It's heading toward the North and South Carolinas with winds reaching speeds of up to 110 miles per hour. So this is some good news there.
Someone told me Superstorm Sandy was only a, well, they said it was a Category 1 when it made landfall in the United States. That's not true. It was a Category 2. It was a Category 3 at its strongest when it hit somewhere. I don't even remember where. But what was it? Was it just the rain that
well, it was the
caused
rain.
The flooding?
Remember, yeah, I mean, and was
storm
it also
surge?
That they weren't prepared as much because do they get hit with a lot of hurricanes? I don't really know.
Yeah, it was very far up north.
Yeah, like Carolinas get hit, Florida gets hit, so they're built for it.
So maybe this could be, as soon as I heard it was downgraded to a Category 2, I go, big deal.
But they get hit.
But maybe it will be worse than I'm anticipating, so don't get complacent.
Well, there's already buzz that they're going to retire this name. They don't retire every name of hurricanes, but this one, there's talk of this one joining Hazel, they retired, Hugo, Fran, and Isabel. Those are the four most destructive hurricanes to strike the southeastern United States. I did not know that. This is the story about getting impaled. There's a boy who was 10 years old from Missouri. Him and his friends, they were playing behind the house in their tree stand. And there was a swarm of yellow jackets that started to attack him. And the boy fell off the tree out of the house, and he was impaled by a meat skewer.
Oh.
They had planted the meat skewer in the ground. It was, like, staked. And
for what?
He fell through it.
Yeah, why would that be there?
I don't know. That's they were, like, trying to avoid stepping on it, so he implanted it so you wouldn't step on it and hurt yourself. But then he fell on it, and he got impaled. He's okay. He survived.
Oh, man.
Right through the skull. Yeah. Right. Looking in the... at this x-ray on RMG TV.
It just missed his brain.
Xavier Cunningham is his name.
It went in his nose and hit the back of his skull.
Isn't that crazy? Just like that it happens. Could have killed him, but he's okay. Oh, God. There's so many things.
Well, then just do one.
Okay, Stormy Daniels, we told you yesterday.
So many
no,
things.
No, I don't. This is
Let
too long.
Let me fumble around.
No, these stories are too long to do. Stormy Daniels is going to do a tell-all book. It's coming out next month. So, this was the announcement they did on The View.
She's already told everything. What is she getting? What more? I saw her 60 Minutes interview. I've seen other stuff. What more is there to tell?
I also don't understand. I thought she signed an agreement where she can't talk.
She did.
Then what happens?
Well, I think that what their argument is that agreement is invalid because her attorney was in cahoots
with Michael Cohen and Donald Trump.
But that might be true.
And so that would be, I would assume that would nullify the contract.
But would you still go after her? She still signed it.
At this point, I don't think you need to go after her. Okay. It only brings more attention to her. Let her put out her book. I don't think that people are going to... I mean, she only slept with him one time.
Thursday Night Football tonight, 8:20 p.m. on the NFL Network. The Bengals are hosting the Ravens. Henry Cavill may no longer be the Superman on the big screen. Sources are saying that Henry is done, although nobody will admit it officially yet. Henry has played Superman in 3 movies, but there's word that he is out. Also, Ben Affleck.
They're making all those suits for superheroes look so much better. Like, they were so janky looking back when I was a kid.
They were
just
pajamas.
So flat. Yeah. And now they're all textured and like Superman buff. And Spider-Man. No, not buff. I'm talking about the actual texture
cool.
of the suit.
Like the crocodile skin.
Yeah, almost. It's cool looking, yeah, that is cool. isn't it?
It's like armor.
Also, Ben Affleck is out. He is hanging up the cape. The report is that his exit comes right after this Henry story came out about Superman. He is leaving the Batman franchise.
I thought he was about to write his own Batman movie. Oh.
Did you hear who's coming in as Batman now? They're talking about?
Who?
Who would it be?
Robert Pattinson.
No.
Ooh.
Who? Michael B. Jordan.
Who?
So it's going to be the black guy.
Creed. Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be Batman now.
He'd be good.
That would be good.
There's a version of Spider-Man.
I think it should be
a girl.
Wanda Sykes.
I mean, she
a
might
black
be next.
Woman.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we got to do a reboot.
There you go.
I'm seeing Michael B. Jordan might be Superman.
Paul, he's doing both now. He's doing everything. He was in Black Panther, and now he's doing these.
There you go. That's a Shizzy and Rover's Morning Glory.
You won't catch him helping an old lady cross the street. Well, Rover does have a soft spot for hot chicks in need of a hookup. The Thursday Hookup. Sign up at roverradio.com.
All right, I do have the opportunity for someone to meet Ozzy Osbourne. Give him tickets to the show this Sunday and a meet and greet with the Prince of Darkness himself. I hope everyone is here.
All three are here.
No.
All right. They're nervous as hell.
Good. They're going to come in, and they are going to they're going to compete against each other, and one of them is going to walk out of here with tickets, and we'll get to meet Ozzy Osbourne. We'll do that right after this. Don't go anywhere. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Organizations are trying to figure out what we should do with the Syrian refugees.
Where will they go?
Here? We're just trying to figure out why Jeffrey has skid marks in the front of his underpants.
It's none of your goddamn business.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Ozzy Osbourne is playing our anniversary, birthday party. It's a birthday party for the radio station. The radio station that is our home station, our flagship station, WMMS, has been a rock station for 50 years. If you can believe that, before I was even alive, they were a rock station. And the 50th birthday party is Sunday night with Ozzy Osbourne playing. Along with Stone Sour. And earlier this morning, I said that I would give out the opportunity to meet Ozzy Osbourne. So, we had 3 people show up. Is that correct, Nance?
Yes, sir.
All right, our 3 contestants are here. They don't know what they're in store for.
I don't know what they're in store for.
No one knows what they're in store for, actually. I haven't told anyone. Let's meet the contestants first. Let's have contestant number 1 come in and talk to him or
on
her.
The couch?
No. Just right there on the green mic is fine. Yeah, right there on the... do they have headphones over there, Dushy? Get some headphones for them. Good morning. What's happening? How are you? Hold on. I can't hear you. What's your name?
Dominic.
Dominic!
All right, Dominic, are you a big Ozzy fan?
Of course I am. I've been going to Ozfest since I was a teenager.
All right, so he goes to Ozfest. How old are you, my friend?
29.
29 years old, and you have a job, you're a student, you're a model. What do you do?
I do customer service. I actually work across the street at Farmers.
Okay, so he's right across the street.
That's how he got here so quick. Yeah.
Yes, he was here. All right, now, you don't know what you're doing? No, are you nervous at all?
A little bit. I have a feeling I'm going to do some Ozzy stuff, so
all right.
Bite a head off something.
Going to do some Ozzy stuff, bite a head off of something. Okay. All right. Let's bring in contestant number two, and let's meet him or her. All right. Here comes contestant number two. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie.
Yep.
All right. How old are you, my friend?
27.
Okay. Are you a big Ozzy fan?
Oh, yeah.
Were you planning to go to this show anyways?
If I could. If
you
I could
cheapskate.
Get tickets, I'd go.
All right. what do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician.
An electrician.
Yep.
Okay. Now, are you nervous about what you're going to be doing today?
Yeah.
All right. You've sized up the competition so far.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're going to be able to beat them, whatever it is?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Let's bring in our third and final contestant. Let's bring him or her. Okay.
Here. A girl.
It's a girl.
All right.
All right. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name's Danielle.
Danielle. And how old are you?
I'm 38.
All right. You look like you're nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Okay. Now, you've sized up the competition. You're the only female competing in this. Do you think that puts you at an advantage or a disadvantage?
Yes. I'm here to represent.
Okay. So you're ready to go. You can hang with the guys.
Okay.
All right. Doogie here. Take this wireless mic over there, Doogie. And that way you can have everyone. Here's what we are going to do. The winner of this competition gets tickets to see Ozzy this Sunday at the WMMS birthday party. And you also get to meet Ozzy Osbourne. Who do you think out of the three of you would be most excited to meet Ozzy, if you had to guess? What's that? You. All right. Dominic. Is that Mike? Oh, I maybe it's not. There it is. Yes, there it is. Dominic, you think you would be the most excited?
Yes.
What's your earliest Ozfest memory?
Earliest?
Yes.
I don't remember how old I was, but I remember Marilyn Manson put on a good show there.
All right.
My favorite slogan from Ozzy was, whoever has drugs or alcohol, bring it to the stage. All you won't believe the amount of things that were thrown up there.
Okay. Nance would love that.
Oh, yeah. Charlie, you operating the camera over there? You got, is that working? Is that working, Snitz?
Yes, hit that light.
Hit the light, he says, Charlie. There you go. Is that working? Let's just see. Hey, look at that. There, it's working. Okay.
I'm nervous, I have to admit.
You can watch on RMG TV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. Okay, this is a very, very simple game. It does involve some judges. So we are going to judge. I will judge. Dieter, would you like to be a judge?
Sure.
Okay.
I got my list. I got the names.
Good. Doogie, would you like to judge?
Sure.
Okay. This game is called...
What do you have?
It's not as bad as they think it... Well, I don't know. Maybe it will be worse than they think. But it's not as... It's not going to be as bad. They're talking about biting heads off of... bats like Ozzy famously did. This is called Eat Some Meat for a Meet and Greet. So we have big, huge pepperoni here.
Spicy.
Oh, the girl is, she's looking, she's like, oh, I think I got this.
She has experience
right.
with this.
So we have a few, we have one for each of you. Each gets your own meat. Nads, why don't you come into the studio?
No
problem. We could use you, Nads.
Meat.
Come on in. All right. If you would like to be our male model, Nads, and essentially each one of you are going to get on your knees.
Oh, God.
As Nads.
Are these guys still in? They might be out, Rover.
maybe the guys are going to... give up already. So I have to unpeel each one of these pepperonis and Each one of you will get on your knees. You'll try to service. Should we give a time limit? What do we give? 60 seconds, Dana?
Yeah. Sure.
60-second time limit. Okay.
So wait, what if somebody doesn't want to do it?
Then they give up. They're out.
They're never going to meet Ozzy
they
again.
They can't give up. There's nothing forcing anyone. It's not like Harvey Weinstein, where we're forcing someone to bobble it on.
Rover, are you going by teeth marks? Whoever can do the farthest teeth?
No. Just the best.
Just overall judging. Okay, I thought it was. I thought it was teeth marks on it.
No. This is whoever shows us the best technique.
Oh,
God. Theater.
That's a lot worse.
Yes. 60 seconds.
Way worse.
I think you have to ask each person if they're in, Rover.
Okay, all right. Let's start with Dominic. Let's start with you. You're a big Ozzy fan. Are you in?
I'm in.
He's really in.
Okay. Jamie, are you in?
I'm here. I'm in.
He's in. All right.
This is unconcerned.
And Danielle, the woman, are you in?
Can I call my husband?
Does he knows it's not actually attached to another human being, right?
It's fake.
Can I hold it myself, or do I have to be on my knees?
You have to be on your knees in front of Nads. Would you like to call your husband?
Yes.
Okay,
like
give Nads, okay. Give Nads the phone. Can we just call
right
him
here?
On the air?
Yeah, you don't
we can call
phone?
Him on the air, right?
Yeah, we can call him.
Just give Nads the phone number. Okay, all right. She's just write it down for Nads, and he'll get your husband on the phone. She's very nervous about this.
Well, I love that. This is something Anthony Snitzer would do. His wife would be like, let me ask my husband.
But what do you think he's going to say? It's Ozzy meet and greet.
We have a backup in the hallway if you don't want to meet Ozzy.
He's going to be like, do it. It's for Ozzy.
There is a backup here, huh?
Pressure's on.
All right. Pressure is on.
But let's ask the husband first. Okay. We'll get him on the show.
Get the husband on the phone.
I also just wanted to say that I'm not planning on meeting Ozzy myself.
Okay. That's fine.
My mother-in-law was just diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh, you're giving me a sob story.
Then you have to do it for her.
That's the reason that I'm here.
That's the reason
I've been calling all 2 months or last month. Every show that offers Ozzy tickets.
And so she would get to meet Ozzy then?
Yes.
She's a big Ozzy fan.
She's a huge Ozzy fan. And I am too. I've seen Ozzy quite a few times before, but she really wants to meet him.
So,
and that's why I'm here.
Stage, I don't know, what is this?
Stage 4.
What is that? Is that the best or the worst?
No, stage goes 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what my
four
brother
is
had.
The worst?
That's what my brother had.
Oh, so that's no good.
No.
How does she feel?
She just.
How do you think she feels,
Dougie? Is she able to walk?
Lung cancer.
Is she okay?
She just got diagnosed last month, but she went through her second round of chemo just yesterday. So I haven't talked to her. She doesn't even know that I'm here right now.
All right.
She would want you to do it. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I want to participate. I want to respect my husband as
sure,
well.
Sure. I understand.
You're very sweet.
What do you think your husband will say?
He'll probably say okay.
Okay. All right.
He's not respecting me by answering the phone right now.
He probably doesn't recognize the number.
Yeah.
Maybe she should call or text him or something. All right. She's going to step into the. We've got to.
Call from your cell phone.
So, Rover, again, this isn't about how far you go.
No.
This isn't your classic.
This is not a deep throat competition.
No, which would be easy. Mm-hmm. Anybody could do that.
This is a technique.
Yes.
Whoever can service the sausage the best.
Are these spicy?
It just says pepperoni.
Okay, that'll be rough on the back of your tonsils, guys. But I think you could do it. And again, the technique, do you think the girl will do better or worse? Because guys know what guys want.
She says they don't do it. But, she has experience.
Exactly. That's the thing. I mean, you may know, Charlie. Well, I don't know if I should talk to you. Dieter, you may know what you like.
Exactly.
But I don't think you've ever deep-throated a pepperoni or a sausage, have you?
No. I won't even eat a frozen banana in public, Rover.
That's me.
Me too. So I'm not even going to put this towards my mouth.
All right.
Don't you think you'd be pretty good?
All right, she is.
She's on the phone
with her husband.
Get a mic out there, dude.
Yeah, dude, get a microphone out there. I'd like to hear this. All right, let's see what.
How's she going to talk? I'm into it.
He said no.
He's laughing, and he said yes. Do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes!
All right.
That's a man.
Okay.
That's a real man.
Okay. All right, so we do have to peel these pepperonis. Let me.
What time is it?
Should I take a break here and come back?
Yeah,
and,
that part's gonna take a while.
Okay,
Let me take a break. We'll peel the sausage. We'll get everyone ready. These guys can get ready. Nads already has his pants unzipped. He's ready to go.
It's plum pants.
Okay. Yeah, if that's not appropriate, I don't know what it is. All right, let me take a break. We will be right back. Eat the meat for a meet and greet. Ozzy Osbourne, our three contestants, they'll be sucking some pepperoni right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Excited because the show is expanding to a bunch of new cities. The rest of the crew is busy researching the age of consent in those states. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Ozzy is playing the 50th birthday party for our flagship radio station, WMMS, where the show is based. When we're not on the road, on board Rolling Glory 1, and we're going to be out on the road next week on board Rolling Glory 1. When we are not on the road, we're based at WMMS, and they've been a rock station for 50 years now, and their 50th birthday party is this Sunday with Ozzy Osbourne and Stone Sour. We're giving three lucky or unlucky, depending on how you look at it, fans, the opportunity to meet Ozzy this Sunday. Speaking of Rolling Glory 1, we will be out. We're leaving next week. We're going to be doing the show from, or at least going through and staying in. I think we're doing the show from most of these cities live. Indianapolis, St. Louis, Tulsa, Dallas, Houston, and South Padre Island. We'll be in all of those locations on our next trip on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Center. So we'll do some fan meetups in some of those cities. We'll let you know when and where next week or the following week, because we'll be on the road for a while.
Say we're in some place on a Saturday. We're not doing the show.
Yep.
We're still doing a fan meetup that day.
Could.
Okay, yeah. So they need to follow us on Twitter.
I know Mary in St. Louis is...
She's going to be there.
She's going to be there. I think she may be the only person in St. Louis that listens to the show. I think she's going to be very disappointed if we do a fan meetup. It will just be... Maybe
she will
be
actually
happy.
Be more excited.
More time for her.
Yes.
I think she's going to be the only person that comes to that.
I'll be fine.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. Doogie, come over here.
Yeah.
Let's bring our three contestants in quickly. Let's bring them in. And what we're doing is eat the meat for a meet and greet. We have pepperoni sausages that are, I would say, about
14 inches?
No, 11-inch piece of paper, so they are roughly 11 inches.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
10 to 11 inches. And, yes, Charlie, I do tell people that's a good 18 inches.
Well,
it's
an 18-inch piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly. So they are each of these contestants is going to get on their knees. They're going to service the pepperoni for 60 seconds to see who can do it the best. We're going to draw names. Doogie, I have all three of you to see who goes first. We'll go in this order. Are you ready, Doogie? You want to pull one name out? Okay, undo it. Tell us who it is.
Jamie.
Talking to the mic.
Jamie.
It's not on.
Did your mic go out?
Why do they always go out?
She turned it off.
Oh, that makes sense.
Are you there?
Jamie.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Yay!
All right. Jamie, the guy going first. And then we'll go see who's going second.
Number two. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, man. Number two is Dominic.
Okay.
Yes. Nice.
So Danielle, the girl's going last.
Ooh,
so they don't even get to. Okay. Head over there, Doogie.
Wow, that's sausage.
Been around.
Jamie's going first. Jamie, tell me, does this put added pressure on you being the first one to get on your knees and suck this?
Yes.
Now, you have. I don't know for sure. In this day and age, you never know. Have you ever had an experience like this where you've taken something 10 inches down your throat?
I have not.
Not okay. College or anything?
You never experimented?
I would have handed out 10 inches before.
Okay, Ooh. You've handed it out. So you've seen, you've been the recipient of a lot of action yourself. Yeah. So you've seen or felt the good, the bad, and the ugly. Do you think you have a pretty good idea of what it takes to make it good?
No, I'm just going to wing it.
Okay, he's going to wing it.
He's got a good-looking mouth rover.
Oh, yeah. Purdy.
Supple lips.
All right, now, again, you'll get 60 seconds. I'll hit a timer. The 60 seconds is, it's really just overall technique. How are you doing it? It's Dieter, you thought maybe it's deep throat. It's not necessarily a deep throat to see who can go the deepest.
It wouldn't hurt.
That certainly factors into it.
Of course.
But it's really the overall package, no pun intended. It's the overall package of how well they get on their knees and service this pepperoni. Nads he has his pants open. The pepperoni is in his pants, so Nads is standing up. The person will get on their knees and service Nads.
It's the whole you presentation.
Can watch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can watch on RMG TV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. All right. Jamie, do you have any questions, or does anyone have any questions before we begin?
You going to play any music or anything?
Oh, you want some
No, we
want music.
To hear the slurping.
Yeah. I don't have any music.
You want a shot before you go?
Dominic or Danielle, do you guys have any questions? Any questions before we go? All right. Everyone's in agreement. We all know how the contest works. Eat the meat for a meet and greet. All right. Jamie, as soon as you get started, I'll set the timer to zero. And here
get on
he
your
goes.
Knees, bitch.
You ready? You start it?
Yep.
How bad do you want to meet Ozzy?
Bad.
Show me.
And go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my teeth.
She's using a lot of teeth.
She likes that. She's using a lot of teeth.
Oh, dude, nice tongue. Hell yeah.
Oh.
Deeper.
Oh, he's spitting on it.
He's grabbing it. Oh, yeah, he's stroking it now. He's stroking it.
Just gonna ignore the balls like that?
He's got it. He's reaching back. He's slipping a digit towards Nance's back door.
Sorry, it's not his. I'm a little camera shy, so it's not his.
He's not making a lot of noise, it doesn't sound like.
You think he'd get more points if he was dirty talking?
Oh, yeah, I think so, Charlie.
Tell me how much you like it.
Love it.
A lot of hand technique, I'm noticing.
Yeah. Now he's probably.
You know what you want, right?
I'm okay with the
you
hand.
You have 5 seconds left.
That's it?
Yep.
Go deep. You got to go deep, man.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, what do you think he took about? He only took, I think, about 4. To maybe 5, probably only 4 inches.
It was a good effort.
Down the throat. All right.
Thank you.
Guy number one, Jamie.
That's yours.
All right. Dieter, you write down a score on a scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10 inches, okay.
But can you give me what you thought of the overall technique? Just your first impressions.
I can't believe how much teeth he was using. I bet it's like
a guy's worst nightmare,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, do anything but don't bite.
Well,
it.
The next guy has braces. That's what
oh god,
terrifying.
Yeah, Dominic does have braces.
At least the sausage is clean shaved.
You've never gotten on your knees, done anything like this before. No. You've been the recipient of such action, though, right?
Yes.
All right, what makes it good in your estimation? What does someone do to you that makes it good? Right, I don't know if I can say that exactly.
Sweating.
But, okay, don't stop.
Don't stop.
So swallow, essentially, is what you're telling me.
And keep going.
And keep going.
Keep going.
I'm sure you've had one of these before.
All right. Normally,
have you had one?
Normally I'm done after.
You usually know. Say, yeah, get off me.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
Away.
Yeah. Don't call me. I'll call you. Usually that's what I say after the fact. Okay, Dominic, I'll set the timer for you.
Glasses are off.
Oh, he's taking the glasses off. Okay.
Let's get on our knees, honey.
Right, he's getting on his knees. Nad says, now this is a new pepperoni, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So each person gets their own meat. Eat the meat for a meet and greet with Ozzy Osbourne.
He's taking his phone out.
He's nervous.
He's taking his pants down.
I can't do. You got to have the microphone by his mouth.
Well, you got to get down.
He's
get
talking.
On your, get on your knees.
He's talking.
Let's
you
go.
Got, you got to put the microphone by him.
Oh.
Oh, oh. He just licked his finger. He told Mads to be quiet.
Ew, gross.
And here he goes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, oh man.
Oh.
Oh, I think he's was he
grabbed his boobs.
Oh, wow.
He's
are you sure you haven't done this before?
Oh, he's getting a lot of tongue.
Oh.
A lot of tongue action, and he's getting pretty deep. He's getting deeper than the first guy.
I can't even. I'm speechless. This is fantastic.
Eye contact.
Yeah. Look
eye
at
contact.
Me. Look at me.
Oh.
He's like slapping Nance's face.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Oh man.
Oh,
I think he gagged.
No, that was a gag.
That was a gag. He's really working
There's
it.
There's no way this is.
He's got 20
time.
Seconds left.
No
he's
way.
Really working
oh,
it.
Oh my god.
He's got a rhythm going.
Woo! Woo! Gag on it. Deeper.
And he has 5 more seconds.
Yeah. Oh, he's stroking. Oh, he's got his head back. His mouth open. Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
That was quite the technique. Oh, my God. Okay, so.
Danielle's having a heart attack here.
All right, so, Nads, you were the recipient of this. Tell me how you felt about his technique, about Dominic's technique.
Not even close. Blew that guy out of the water.
Really?
Unattended.
Really?
I mean, that was really impressive. I find it very hard to believe.
Did it move, Nads?
He's never done that. Oh, yeah. That was from the top of the mountain.
And then he put his head back, mouth agape, ready to take the money shot. So he knew what he was doing.
Really, really impressive.
This is his first rodeo.
Now, the interesting part here, it's very interesting. We pulled these names out of a hat, so it was completely random. And we didn't know that Danielle would go last, but Danielle is ready to go. The girl, she's the wild card because it's a girl that's going to be servicing your pepperoni, Nads, a 10-inch pepperoni. You would assume that she has the most experience out of the three contestants, right?
She's married. I mean, who would marry someone that...
Oh, that means that means she's
not
well-practiced.
Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
Wow.
But she got the ring somehow.
I hope it's like riding a bike because she probably...
Never forget.
Yeah, okay. What do you think, Danielle, after watching these two guys go first? Can you critique their technique? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the technique was way off. Too much teeth.
Uh-huh.
Not enough gagging.
Uh-huh.
And not enough eye contact.
You want to stare straight into their soul when you're doing this. Okay. How long have you been married?
Well, technically I'm not married.
Oh, you're
but
not
we've
married.
Been together 21 years.
Okay.
So.
So you've been together with this guy for 21 years.
Yes.
After 21 years, do you still give him these kind of favors?
All the time.
Oh. How often would you say?
I would say at least twice a week.
Twice a week?
What a good girl. Can you believe that, Dieter? Twice a week after 21 years of being together with a guy. That is some dedication. Ladies, take note of that. That's how you keep a guy for 21 years, right?
That's right.
A lot of girls have to learn that lesson. If you're not taking care of your man, what's going to happen, Danielle?
Oh, shut your pie hole.
Dougie
shut up.
Knows the answer to this.
No,
yeah.
What happens?
No. Twice a week, that's just not normal.
Danielle, what happens if you don't take care of your man?
They stray.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See, she knows.
That's right. Okay. Are you nervous or you
I'm
think you got
nervous.
This one in the bag?
I'm very nervous.
Why? What makes you so nervous?
Well, I have kids.
Okay. Well, you can't get pregnant from this, so don't worry about it.
They won't know you did this. Yeah. You'll be all right.
Yeah. They don't know how to use computers, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Danielle? Nads is getting his pepperoni out, and Danielle is getting on her knees. I'll start the timer as soon as you touch the meat. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, here she goes. All right, timer started. Oh, this is
sensual.
This is a much different technique.
Oh,
look at this.
Tongue work.
Oh, I mean, better. This is. Oh, no.
Like the toothbrush. Brush on the teeth.
Exactly.
Corn on the cob.
Yes, corn on the cobbing it. There is no teeth involved. You can tell that the tongue is being used.
Oh, wow.
I want to see tears, bitch.
Matt's giving her some instructions. Oh, she's gagging.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, she's gagging.
Man.
Look at this. She knows what she's doing.
Going all the way down.
Oh, wow.
She's got 30 seconds left.
Oh, she's sloppy with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Very sloppy.
She is not getting the teeth involved like the other two guys.
She's ignoring the left side, though.
She's much more gentle.
There you go.
She's got the tongue out. She's just straight up tonguing
the
pepperoni. She's looking right into his eyes. 10 seconds left, Danielle.
Look at that cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my timer broke. We just have to keep watching this.
That's it. That's it. All right.
There's a snack for you.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't know if it was the wireless mic or what, but it just seems I was expecting a lot more noise from these three.
It was
weren't
too
you,
far
Dieter?
Away. The mic wasn't close
it was
enough.
Gigi's
Nobody
fault.
Was moaning.
I was gagging.
She was gagging. I couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear Gigi's it. Fault.
One more time. 60 more seconds.
Round two?
With the mic closer.
If I get guaranteed tickets, I'll definitely do it again.
Guaranteed tickets, she'll do it again. All right. I can't guarantee that, but all right. We have a decision on our hands. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Nance, you want to jump out and grab the phones here? Let's talk about this.
Are you okay? Wait, Danielle's gagging.
Danielle's gagging still. You okay? You all right?
Can I get my drink?
Do you want them to come on out here?
No, leave them in here, but she can get her drink. Get her drink for her. You can go out there, get your drink. All right, how do you think... the guy who went first, Jamie, contestant number one, how do you think you did in hindsight?
I didn't do too good.
Why not? What happened? What went wrong?
It was the teeth.
Too much teeth, yeah.
But I did give that reach around.
Yeah, that is true. He did slip a digit up. Nads is a back door.
Nads likes that.
All right. Dominic, how about you? What do you think? How do you think you did?
I think for a first time, it wasn't that bad.
I don't know if that was the first time. Yeah. I mean, you really had that down. You had your head back, mouth open. It seemed like you knew. Yeah.
Well, you say we know what we like, so.
That's true. All right. And Danielle, how do you think you did?
I think I did good.
Yeah. You think you beat these other two guys?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's hard because the pepperoni is very, there's no flex in it at all.
Uh-huh. Is there a lot of flex when a guy is?
Well, it's a little bit more.
Bendy?
Like it goes
pliable?
Yes. Not pliable, but
goes down.
Yeah, it goes down.
Oh, like a banana?
Easier. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, Charlie, goes down?
She's saying it flexes, goes right down the,
I
down
see.
The gullet.
I see.
Right.
All right, Dieter, let's talk about this. Give me your thoughts on contestant number one, Jamie.
Jamie, of course, a lot of teeth. Right. I mean, he was chewing on that thing like a doggy toy.
I thought he was actually going to bite it. I thought he was going to bite the thing in half.
Bite it off.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Eat it for breakfast. But the positives were over. He did spit on it.
Yes.
And he did do the, people like the reach around.
Okay. And what do you think about guy number two, Dominic?
What he did differently, he was rubbing on Nads' chest and his face, kind of getting used to his hands.
Slapped me around a little bit.
Slapped you around. And then at the end, he had the best finish. He put his head back. He took the money shot to the face all over his braces.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was a positive.
All right, then we get to contestant number three, the girl. What did you think about her performance?
She's really the only one that gagged. She was gagging on it, and she did the corn on the cob, the old brushing the teeth technique, which I love.
Uh-huh.
She pulled out that bag of tricks. And she actually got me to move a little bit when she was doing it.
Oh, it started to move when you were... Yeah.
She was good.
Nads, what did you think of the performance of all three?
Thought the first one, there was way too much teeth. I mean, his first move, he was just smiling at me. With it, just gnawing on. I did not enjoy that at all. It was the least sexy thing I've ever seen.
The chompers. Yeah.
Number two, he went all out.
Yeah.
I mean, he was putting down a performance that made me feel like, again,
he
not
was
his first
experienced
role.
With this.
He may have tried some things in college.
Okay.
And number three,
the girl.
What can you say? Danielle is, it's LeBron James against a bunch of middle schoolers. She's been practicing her whole life.
I think what we'll do is we'll just vote. I think we'll just Dieter, me, and Nads, and Charlie, I'll let you have a vote as well.
Okay.
Any comments you want to make about their performance
first,
before
again,
we do
the teeth were a lot, but I feel like he was letting you live on the edge there, and a little dangerous. You don't know. He might bite it off, he might not. I think that kind of went to his advantage.
Have you ever had a crazy chick like that? I have, where you're like...
You don't know.
And sometimes,
point,
like, you're actually looking at the top of her head, and you're thinking...
I could die.
This bitch may bite it.
Yeah. And that's kind of exciting.
Is it?
Dangerous.
It's living dangerously. So I kind of like that move. Number two, whoa. I mean, the finisher. It was everything you wanted in one.
It was gross.
Hot,
ew.
Well, I almost wonder, it was almost like he's getting that, he watches a lot of porn.
This guy's obviously
Is it from watching
addicted.
Porn, or is it from he's received that sort of end
Look at him. Absolutely not. He looks at, this guy looks at a lot of porn. He has a lot. But he knew what to do. It looked like a porno. But I feel like Danielle, she did great too. She wasn't. It wasn't porno-esque. It was more. She wanted results. She was working for the finisher there.
Mm-hmm.
Like number two was all show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you'd really get anything out of that. Number three,
Danielle
great
was
work.
Really trying
yes.
to. All right.
It was realistic. Number three.
866. You're over, Dave. Who do you think did a better job with that?
Oh, most definitely Danielle.
The girl. All right. So,
is it hard to judge because she is a girl? So it's obviously just going to be a little more sexy. You know
it's true.
I mean?
Well, definitely because it's a girl, it's more sexy. I think number two watches way too much porn. And number one, he had a disadvantage because he was first.
Well, he had to go first. That definitely is the toughest slot to be in. Renee, good morning. Who do you think did a good job?
Jamie.
You think Jamie did? Is that your girlfriend?
No. Hi, Mom.
all right.
Sorry, Mom.
Bisexual Michael in New York.
Okay.
Now, he could have an
Here
angle on this. Bisexual Michael, you watch this on RMG TV, I take it. Who do you think did a better job?
The second guy. Come on now, man. What are you, crazy? The second guy. Come on now.
All right. Dominic, you have one vote from bisexual Michael. And Theo, who's your vote for?
My vote is for Jamie, the first guy. He didn't watch anybody. He used a technique that most women don't know about, gnawing on the tip of it. If you ever had a female gnaw on the tip of your junk, it drives me crazy.
Oh, wow. That is...
psycho.
Yeah, I don't want that. Theo's probably one of those guys that likes girls to wear high heels and stomp on his balls,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it feels great. Trust me. Yeah. Crying Wolf Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Crying Wolf Dave.
Well, let me tell you guys, I'm on Broadview Road. I'm in a truck, a big truck. I look over because I hear some guy blasting the show, right? Mm-hmm. I kind of like give him a nod. Then I look down. Dude, this guy's vote was for number three because this dude was passionately pulling on the front of his pants while she was going to town.
He was doing a little tug while Danielle. All right, Danielle, something for the kids to be proud of, okay? All right, let's get to voting time here. Who gets to meet Ozzy Osbourne, eat the meat for a meet and greet? Dieter, if you pick one person to meet Ozzy Osbourne, who are you voting for?
It's got to be Danielle. She said the best technique. She knew her kids were listening, her husband, her sick aunt, and she went to town on that thing. So
okay.
That's my vote.
All right. Charlie?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Charlie, who do you think deserves to meet Ozzy Osbourne?
Danielle was hot. It was very hot.
Yes.
But I got to give it to Dominic. I wanted him to do it more. He did a really good job.
The guy with the glasses.
Job, he knew what he was doing.
Okay. All right. Nads, who would you vote for? And as always, I have the overriding vote. I don't even know why we go through
right?
the hassle of voting.
For the fun.
Yeah. All right. Who do you vote for, Nads?
Standing there, I had a different angle than you guys did.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
So I was right there, and I got to see everybody. You guys left it all on the field. I think you guys should give yourself a round of applause. Great job.
Woo!
Now, obviously, there was one ringer in the group that does it twice a week.
Yes.
Danielle was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
thank you.
What a performance that she gave. It's nothing against you.
Uh-oh.
Number two, Dominic.
Dominic,
a show out there.
Deserves it.
Way to go.
So, I mean,
right,
these people have to go back to work.
Two votes for Dominic. One vote for Danielle. Dougie, do you want to vote or not?
No, because I don't know how to do this.
She's never
very
done
bad.
It before.
Here we go.
I don't remember.
Let me make the decision. Boy, they all did a good job. Except for Jamie, you suck.
Yeah, I know.
Literally.
But between Danielle and Dominic, that is a tough decision. Dominic is a big Ozzy fan. Danielle has a sob story of someone. Who is this that has cancer?
My mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law has cancer. Oh, so the mother of this fake husband of yours?
No.
Oh. Well, who's the mother-in-law? So wait a second. Hold on.
Not blood relative.
Wait a second. Okay, who is this now?
It's technically his mother, stepmother-in-law.
Stepmother-in-law.
Yes. It's his half-sister's mother.
His half-sister's mother.
Same, the sister has the same, they have the same father, but they have different mothers.
Okay.
And it's.
I can't even follow that story.
I'm sorry.
Charlie. All right.
She's nervous.
She did a great job, and Dominic did a great job, too.
It's not how you start, it's how you
Jamie
finish.
Really sucked.
Whoa.
I know.
But the point is, you want them to finish, and I think I just went harder for that. You don't want to, you know, I got stuff to do. I got dishes and laundry. You yes. gotta just
That's
get
hot.
It done.
Gotta get yeah. it done and
do
over with.
And
right.
And then go about.
Right. Oh, the technique was fantastic. Dominic had a lot of flair with his. This is a really tough decision. I think that I am going to give it to. Guy number two, Dominic!
Oh!
Yes! Yes! He's jumping up and down.
Oh
like a schoolgirl.
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding?
Wow. Listen, Danielle, nothing against you. It was,
no.
You did a fantastic job. She's tearing up. There's no crying in BJ's. Isn't that a famous movie line?
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, Dominic, you're going to get to meet Ozzy Osbourne. You're going to the show on Sunday. Is there anything? Do you have... Are you even going to tell Ozzy about this?
You like, have
what,
to.
What would his reaction be like? Dude, I sucked the sausage for you.
He's, I don't know. I probably wouldn't understand what he says when I tell him.
he probably wouldn't understand you either. Mush mouth as you tell him.
He'll probably whip his out.
All right.
But
so Dominic is going, and you get tickets to the show. We'll give you a pair of tickets to the show. And for the two losers, because you're such losers, you won't get to meet Ozzy, but I will give each of you a pair of tickets to the show this Sunday night. So it's not a total loss. Right.
Thanks, Robert.
All right.
Good job. Nice.
Good job, everyone.
Pretty good.
Eat the meat for the meet and greet with Ozzy Osbourne. Thank you to all the contestants. Let me take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
People, you know, they're never satisfied with who you pick to win. And some people are upset that Danielle, the girl, didn't win. And here's my thought process on giving it to guy number two. Guy number two in the Eat the Meat for the meet and greet with Ozzy Osbourne. I think it's harder as a guy. I think you have to give him an extra point as a man doing that. Don't you, Dieter?
I see your thought process.
Sure.
I don't agree with it, but I see why you picked the guy.
Danielle actually understood that. She said it makes sense from Rover's point of view when we walked out.
Also... I was really on the fence between Danielle and Dominic, the guy who won. And then when it turned out, A, she wanted to call her husband, but then they weren't married. And then she said that her mother-in-law had stage 4lung cancer. But if she's not married, how is it her mother-in-law? Is that the mother of your fake husband? And it wasn't the mother of the fake husband. At that point...
Who's the stepmom?
That's when I gave it, I said, I go, I think I might be getting bamboozled here.
No.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it was just the stepmom, and it's easier just for the sake of brevity that she would just say that, just mother-in-law. She could go into that whole story.
But it wasn't the mother-in-law.
It is, though.
Wouldn't you consider, like, T.O. kind of your dad, your stepdad?
Stepdad. That is my stepdad.
Yeah, but don't you think B2 says... That's her father-in-law?
Yes.
Or do you think
yes.
she says, oh, no, it's my stepfather-in-law.
But it's not right? It's yeah. not the stepfather-in-law. That's not... It's
it was.
Not, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It was his sister, it his half-sister's
father.
And they're not married.
Right. You guys are completely wrong.
21 years together, you're married.
What do you mean by, how are we wrong? It's her husband's?
No, not her husband.
It's her husband's sister's father.
Her mother.
Or something.
Mother,
right.
Mother-in-law.
Right? So, who knows who the hell it was?
But her technique, Rover, about her technique?
She was great.
It was great.
She was great.
But, I mean, that's just, it's a girl doing it. And that's not run-of-the-mill. That was pretty good.
I got to tell you, like, watching that, I have a new respect for women because I wouldn't want to do that. That seems like a lot of...
A lot of work.
A lot of work.
It's a whole to-do.
Yeah. Number two, you're telling your friends about. You put a show.
And he's got to go back to work, right?
Yeah.
He's on his break.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that sausage in his braces and stuff. What were you doing on your lunch break?
Luna in Rockford, Illinois. I know, dude, she loves when Luna calls from Rockford. Good morning.
Hey, man, I got a quick question for you, but can I make a quick comment first?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I've been with my wife now since 1986, so that's like 30-something years. And she still performs oral on me like at least twice a week.
That's great. That's why you're still together.
She's really good at it, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and she's really good at it. But anyway, my question was, do you remember if Doogie was any good at it?
Oh, boy. I'd have to remember a time Doogie did it.
Well, do we have extra sausages?
No, I'm not doing that. I don't like doing that.
Doogie.
I do use teeth, so when you guys are all against teeth.
Well, I don't think she used teeth. Doogie was very self.
I gave gummies.
Doogie was very self-conscious about this.
I don't like doing it.
She.
Yeah, well, see, Doogie, that's why I'm still with my wife after 31 years.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
And Doogie is a single.
Lonely
woman. Doogie is just like, and she's going to get mad that I say this, but because she takes everything so personally, although I guess it doesn't get any more personal than this, Doogie has no self-confidence about anything. That's why she wears clothes that are 10 sizes too big. That's why her jeans are, like, I could fit in her jeans. She doesn't try at all. And she has no self-confidence when it comes to sex either. Would you say that that's true?
Mm-hmm.
Why? So would she be laughing as she was doing the
underneath? No, I just don't feel...
underneath?
No.
Like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't... It's like, just bob
shut up
the
and
knob.
Do it.
Just try
shut
it.
Up.
Just
go, do it. Go for this.
Yeah.
Own
it's
it.
Not, yeah, it's not rocket science here. But you are not confident sexually.
No,
why? Why do you think that is? And because I don't understand with the women, because it's hard to be bad. I mean, even a dead fish, you're still getting laid, Dieter.
Exactly.
Right?
You're still happy to be there to get some.
So what is it? Why is it?
I don't know.
Did someone say something to you when you were young, like a first guy that railed you out, talk about how bad you are or something? Or what is it?
No,
what gives you this complex?
I lost my virginity at 19. And I was with him, Ross was his name, for 3 years. And he wanted to get married after college. And I'm like, no.
You should have, not looking back.
God, no.
Said yes.
No. So I, after that, I don't think I was very active thereafter because I was focusing on figuring out my life. And
she always has an excuse. Now it's her kid. That's why she hasn't had sex for 6.5 years.
Yeah.
Before she didn't have sex because she was focusing on her life.
But I've never been.
Dieter. And that's an important thing to think about. When I met her, she hadn't had sex in, I don't know how long.
4 years, I thought you said.
4 years.
Yeah.
Now it's always, I have a kid, I'm too busy. Well, what was it when you were like 26 to 30?
The guy that I had sex with before you was like the one, the love. And then after that, I was really upset after nothing ever happened with that. So then I met you and
what is interesting to me about Doogie and the way she would talk about this guy, the one that she says is the one, Pete or whatever his name was?
I love him.
Oh, I met this guy.
I still love him. Yes.
She works dated radio. Him. Yeah. So you'd think what, Dieter? How long did they date?
I don't even know if we technically really dated.
Well, the way she talks about him?
Yeah.
Oh, years.
Oh.
It sounds like years.
No, they hung out.
Best
they didn't
friends.
Even date. They
Best
hung out
friends.
For like a month.
That's it?
Yes. That's
I thought this was the guy that you were with for like, I don't know, 5-6 years through college before radio.
No, that was Ross. And then
gosh.
It was Pete, and it was JT.
And then Pete, the guy who was the one.
Oh, I love him.
Just kept cheating on her.
No, we weren't dating, so it was like.
Yeah, they weren't dating, so it wasn't cheating.
And so how could he even be the one? We were together.
She crushed on him, and that was it. And she thought they were in love with each other.
Right. I mean, it's so strange. How many times did you sleep with Pete?
I don't remember.
Approximately.
Did you ever?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that guy.
Over a period of how long?
Oh, we would go back and forth for a while. I don't know how many
times.
You
were a side piece.
Probably, but I loved him. Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so jacked up. But over that one. But I wonder if it's more the norm where women aren't that self-conscious, or am I the minority? Are there a lot of women out there that don't
women
feel
like no, I think
secure?
They can just be sexy. They just have to try.
And but do they feel good about it?
I could never imagine you even trying to do it.
No.
Like, try to be sexy. It's just, it'd be so out of character.
You have to think of her in those granny panties that she wears.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many times I would tell her, like, douche, you got to get some sort of panties, thong, something lacy at the very least. No, these, like, granny panty period panties that she had.
And that was all the time? There's never any?
Nothing.
Did you ever take the granny panties and kind of, you know, hike them up in the back and make them into a thong?
No, never.
Ass crack?
No.
Why did you do that?
Just to do something.
Marky, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Marky.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just want to make a comment about Doogie not being interested in sex. Well, at least it seems that way, because that's a very long time to go without it. But I think maybe she's asexual, because there are people that have zero interest in sex. They don't want to do it. It's weird for them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's one of those people.
I'm not one of those people at all. I just haven't met. I am a person that has to be in a relationship or really like the guy if I'm going to have sex with him. If I don't like, I can't just.
You got to get past that.
I can't. I don't want to. I choose not to. So after so long and I haven't met anyone, like I don't meet single guys. I'll look at a guy.
It's not that she's asexual, Marky. She just can't get over me. That's what it is.
Yeah, right.
She's in love with you?
Yes.
No, everybody's married.
God, yes.
What about the two guys?
Once you go Rover, you never go back.
That's right.
The two guys that came in today. You meet these people all the
time.
They're
both married.
Both those guys?
Yeah.
That second guy was a virgin. He wasn't married.
That second guy was married?
I'm going to say he is.
No, she just said that.
She's
making
that up.
They both single guys. I heard them talking in the hallway.
And they were young.
Okay, give them a shot.
No. I'm not going to do that. So I need somebody that's in their 40s.
Someone wants you to take this sausage down your throat. Pretend it's Pete.
Ew,
Pete the pepperoni.
No, Pete pepperoni.
You want to show us how you'd take Pete's pepperoni?
No.
You don't want to?
No.
She couldn't do it.
I can't do it on a real guy. What makes you think?
Bad.
I can't do it.
Hmm. Burp all over it.
I feel like I just ate a sausage.
What is this, Charlie? What did you just send me? I don't understand this.
Oh, Doogie's tweet yesterday.
Oh, I don't know. What was this? What was her tweet?
Oh, she's mad that I'm even bringing up. Never mind.
What was it?
I can't mention it. I'll let Doogie mention it.
Doogie?
I didn't know this was...
It's like, why would you even... So I accidentally tweeted something.
Never mind.
And he called me and he goes, whatever you tweeted had your home address on it.
Are you serious?
She was such an... I called you, delete it. Nobody has it, so what's the big deal?
Oh, someone has it. Someone screen grabbed that.
No,
sure.
It was up for...
Come on, look, Nads put up something on Instagram for one minute.
Didn't realize,
we have
sorry,
that.
Sorry,
no, it's okay.
I didn't realize that it was a big deal. Here it is, Rover. You can't put it up, but you can see it.
Well, can you block it off?
It was just the movie Twister was on last night.
She was
every night.
She was trying her once-a-year tweet during hurricane season where she mentions, is Twister insensitive, and it didn't take off last year, so she's trying it a second time.
Oh, yeah.
It
might be fresh now.
Yes.
Because hurricane.
Oh, I love it. So she takes a picture of her TV.
You see it? It's
and
so
then
obvious.
There's like a piece of mail right underneath the TV, and it has her home address on there. I love it.
Rover, can you blur it out and then put it up?
Nah, it's not worth it.
No, it's really not worth it.
Let me just see.
That's zoomed in that you can see it. Let me show it to you. This is the, that's it as the whole thing. It's just a picture of a TV
in theater. Like some sort of hoarder's like garage or something.
That's what? In her home office.
That's her home office.
Oh my God! You
what's
can't
going
even
on
walk,
in there?
You can't even walk through there, Charlie. It's
not bad. Right,
now where's the piece of mail, Rover? Because I don't see
underneath
it.
Right here. There it is. It's like a bill that she has right there. That's the address right there. See this piece of paper under the TV?
Okay.
And her home address is right on there. Whatever you. And what is it? UNUM or something? Unum? Unum?
I don't even know. It's been there so long.
I don't know what that
oh,
is.
Oh, man.
Luckily, I was in the car. My girlfriend was driving, and I was scrolling through Twitter, and I caught it within literally 30 seconds of it happening. I saw it, and I went, oh, her stupid Twister tweet again. And I zoomed in. I went, oh, my God, it's her address. And luckily, she was able to delete it, but... What a moron.
My kid was laughing because she's, I put him on speakerphone. I tried to figure out how to delete it. He's like yelling at me. She's laughing. I'm screaming.
She's like, not going to be laughing when someone
she's
rings
like,
on the doorbell, climbs in through her window.
I have a gun and alarms.
Man. I want to play you this video. This is a woman. I don't know what to make of this. This is a woman who has accused Harvey Weinstein of rape. She says that she had a business meeting with Harvey Weinstein, and she was showing off a video platform, some sort of service that you could put video on, and it, I don't know what it does, if it's ads or I don't know what the hell it's doing. But she goes into his office. And she's showing this service. This is back in, I think, 2011. Yeah, exactly 7 years ago. So she goes into his office, and she is showing him this service, and he's, like, flirting with her. She's flirting back, I think. We also don't get to see, she recorded this video on her laptop. She kept the camera going on
Why?
Her laptop.
Why is she recording in the first place?
She claims it's because... She was uncomfortable, but we only see bits and pieces of this video. I'd like to see the whole video.
Unedited.
Unedited.
Yeah. If you're telling me she's flirting back with him and she knows it's recording, is she setting him up?
This is a story. Her name is Melissa Thompson, and... This is a recording. This is Sky News. There's a whole story that they did with her. I'm just going to play this part of it here. They start out with some of the video. Here, listen.
This
listen.
Is Melissa Thompson. It's September 2011, and the 28-year-old is in the Weinstein Company offices in New York City.
So she's recording, by the way, before he even comes into the room. So I don't know why you would...
Setting him up.
Something's going on.
She's here to pitch her tech startup company's new video platform. And as part of the demo, she's recording the meeting.
All right, hello, Melissa Thompson.
Melissa has agreed to talk me through it. She's expecting a meeting with the marketing team, but Weinstein arrives alone, asks staff for privacy, and locks the door.
What?
She says that a few hours after this, he raped her.
All right, I'm trapped.
So I'll sort of read this because what he says is hard to understand. He tells his staff outside, all right, don't interrupt.
All right, hello, Melissa Thompson.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Happy New Year.
Oh.
That's nice.
So that's weird right off the bat, dude. Like, how creepy is this Harvey Weinstein? Now,
what? Did you
wait,
see
explain
that?
Explain what happened because you...
Harvey went to
wait.
Shake her hand. She went in for the hug.
Did she?
No.
Play that back. Play yes, back. Wes. Play it back.
And by the way, they had met apparently briefly before this.
Okay. So she probably knew he was a creep. I swear she's setting him up with this. Shake?
Oh, okay. Let me see that
she
again.
She went for the shake. Wait.
She did go for the shake.
Looks like she goes shake. For the shake. And
he bats her hand away.
He bats her hand
okay,
away
okay,
and
okay.
goes in for the hug.
I was wrong.
Which is weird, right? Like,
that's nice.
And then he... Like,
oh, yeah,
right
back.
In the small of her back, not all the way to the
he
end.
He said, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's
her,
nice.
Her lower back's nice.
And keep in mind, they have met before. I'm a little unsure as to the... They're like, oh, we just met briefly. So I don't know how much meeting they What did they do?
Right.
How chummy were they?
I feel like that's how he is with every woman, though.
Yeah, I know he's a creep.
That's not
I mean, the guy is a creep. I'm not debating that Harvey Weinstein is a creep. I'm just, you got to watch this whole thing because, or listen to the whole thing, because maybe he did rape her. I don't know. But there's parts of this that just don't add up for me. If I were on a jury here, because I think she's suing, of course, I would go, I don't know about this.
How's your day?
How's your day?
I was thinking, okay, he's hugging me. What do I do now? I was sensing I have to be a little bit more vigilant of this situation than I originally thought.
Melissa and Weinstein have met briefly once before, but this is their first formal encounter.
So I'm allowed to flirt with you?
So am I allowed to flirt with you, he asks.
We'll see a little bit.
We'll see a little bit, wow. She responds. Now.
That's odd.
Say no. Go no.
You should say no.
But this is a meeting. Yeah, we're put it. In a I weird understand. Position.
I understand. The guy is putting the woman in a weird position.
Yeah, she says no. He walks out and goes, okay, meeting's over. I don't care
sure,
about
this. You don't make the sale or whatever it is you're trying to do.
And it was for a company
but women,
or what?
Women, you know, women do try to use their sexuality. There's no doubt about it. But these guys, I mean, I can't imagine doing that myself. And I'm not a prude. I think I'm pretty out there. I am pretty straightforward.
I've never seen you hug a client or have you ever, has anyone ever seen him hug?
Even talk to anyone.
She grabbed Rover.
Yeah.
I am guilty.
That was the only hug I've ever seen you give.
But I think I'm pretty straightforward, and sometimes I'll do stuff that you go, Rover is being, you know, crass or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Could you imagine me, like, doing that in a meeting?
No.
It's
hugging.
Just, it's hard to believe that these guys are so creepy like this.
Does he realize he's being a creep here?
No, it's normal to him.
And maybe I shouldn't give Harvey Weinstein the benefit of the doubt, but what was their first meeting like? Was there flirting when they first met? If you meet a girl at a cocktail party, Dieter, and you're flirting back and forth with her, and then she goes, hey, you know what? Let me come in and pitch this this business thing to you. And you say, okay. I don't think it would be out of the ordinary then for you to continue the flirting when the meeting occurs.
Of course.
Right?
You're following her lead. She was flirting. I would continue. It'd be on next time I see her.
Here we go.
A little bit about my journey. Okay. Then I won't. So what do you want?
No, it's okay. So I have your hand in so many things, and you do so many things, so I have a lot to tell you. Every time that he towed the line of being inappropriate enough where I may have said something, he could sense it, and he pulled back, and he changed the dynamic again.
Let's say I wanted to show a trailer, my movie. You know what I mean? Like, I have the Marilyn Monroe movie.
So let's talk about Marilyn Monroe movie. People who would be interested in that movie,
He says, you just tell me what I can do and when it's going to happen, which is weird. At this point, I think he's putting his hand on her leg.
Are they too close?
Yes.
Are they close?
Oh, I think he has. I think she says here that he puts his hand, like she's wearing a dress. I think he puts.
Oh yeah, she. Don't
his
talk
hand
about it.
Right up
about
on
it.
The leg and then starts moving.
Marilyn Monroe movie. People who would be interested in that movie. Who would be interested in that movie?
She smiles and leans into him, though.
She's bending down.
It's fun when we do this, she says.
But I'm actually seriously having a conversation.
Good, we can do both.
So,
you don't say that.
So he's rubbing her leg, and he says, it's fun when we do this. But I'm actually here, Harvey Weinstein, but I'm actually seriously having a conversation with you. And she replies, good, we can do both.
Not good.
Yes, what's the both? One's the conversation, two's the
put your hand on
touching.
My leg.
Oh,
right.
Do both.
Okay,
so would it be, what's the target demographic?
Women.
Okay, so we're going to buy space, we're going to buy ad space on Vogue.com.
Do you think you might have encouraged him?
I don't think I purposely encouraged him. At first, I tried to.
When you grab a chick, and if I, let's just say I were a creep, and I put my hand on her leg, on her bare leg, and I'm like, hey, during this meeting, we will have a conversation, but this is really fun when I'm like, you know, moving my hand up towards your panties. And she goes, oh, we can do both. That, to me, is, it's game on. Green light, right?
Yes.
Now, again, I would say a guy shouldn't do that.
No.
Just, I mean, making that first move, and this should be a lesson for anyone who has a daughter. And don't say that this is victim blaming, because this is not victim blaming. What I'm going to tell you is this. You have to equip your daughter, your girls, with the knowledge and the skills needed when they run into a creep. You have to tell them what to do. Because this girl will give her every benefit of the doubt. Oh, this was unwarranted. I didn't want this, blah, blah, blah. She's certainly not, she's going about it the wrong way to stop it. I'll tell you that. So do you want, if your daughter is ever put in a situation like this.
Sure.
You need to use this as a learning tool to tell her what not to do. Because this is the exact opposite of what you want to do.
And I agree with that. I totally agree. Open conversations are great for both girls and boys. But I've been in situations when I know what to do. And I'm so shocked that I'm frozen. What do I do? You know what
but
I
that's
mean?
What I'm saying. You need to prepare and women for this.
I believe
and
I'm
I know
smart
what
girl.
The other the argument will be. Well, no, you need to prepare guys not to do this.
Sure, you do.
Sure, fair enough.
Yes,
but you need to be prepared. Just like I am prepared if someone breaks into my home. Now we tell people don't steal things from people's homes, right?
Yeah.
But I'm prepared just in case. I have locks on my door. I have an alarm system, and I have guns. I'm prepared for every eventuality. And women should be prepared as well. We don't stop telling guys not to do creepy things. We don't excuse guys for doing creepy things. But we also have to tell women, when you run into a guy who starts doing creepy things, here's how you handle it.
Easier said than done. Just saying.
Because it's...
No, just saying.
Because they're surprised.
Just saying. Shocked.
It's like the military. They don't just take a soldier and drop him off on the battlefield your first day, right? Hey, thanks for joining the Army. Have fun in Fallujah. We don't do that, right? What do we do?
Prepare.
We boot camp.
Put them
training.
Through training.
Right.
That's right. I've got to take a break. I'll play you the rest of this. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. And it might be, I think this is enough audio you can kind of figure out what's going on here in this woman's meeting with Harvey Weinstein back in 2011. She says that after this meeting, she was raped. We'll talk more about that.
Okay.
You might want to watch along on RMG TV just so you can see this whole thing, because there is video of this. She videotaped the encounter on her webcam when she was giving this presentation. And it's eye-opening, I think. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We will be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Your life doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice. Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
All right, we were talking about this woman who had a meeting with Harvey Weinstein. You know Harvey Weinstein, the movie guy who has been accused of all sorts of sexual improprieties. He's even been charged, I believe. By all accounts, he's a creep. Sounds like a creep. He, of course, denies everything. But this woman went in back in 2011 She was in her early 20s, I suppose, mid-20s. She was having a business meeting with Harvey. She had met him once before. The details of that, we're not sure what they were. Was there any flirting going on at that? She says that this meeting was terrible and that he raped her after this meeting. And she's giving this interview to Sky News. I'll pick it up here right from where we left off. Harvey Weinstein, she kept the webcam on her computer rolling throughout the entire time, so we get to actually see this inside Harvey Weinstein's office as this goes on. She's showing a video platform. And he starts while they're talking. Apparently, he puts his hand on her leg. She's wearing like a little, I guess, a little dress or something. And he puts his hand on her leg and starts to move up her leg. And that's where we left off. So let me play that again for you here. They're talking about the Marilyn Monroe movie. Here it is.
He pulled back and he changed the dynamic again.
Let's say I wanted to show a trailer, you mean, of my movie. You know what I mean? Like, I have the Marilyn Monroe movie.
So let's talk about Marilyn Monroe movie. People who would be interested in that movie, who would be interested in that movie?
That's where he puts his hand on her leg, and you see the big smile on her face?
They're now, both
she's probably
smiling.
Caught off guard. But he then says, you just tell me what I can do and when it's going to happen. It's fun when we do this. He says,
I'm having
a conversation with you. And she replies,
good, we can do both.
We can do both.
So would it be, what's the target demographic?
Women.
Okay, so we're going to buy space, we're going to buy ad space on Vogue.com.
Do you think you might have encouraged him?
I don't think, I purposely encouraged him. At first I tried to, you know, volley a little bit with him. You know, if he would make a comment, I would try to catch it and return it in a way that felt a little safer than the way he threw it at me.
Okay.
Now I see he's trying to, in any way you can, move me into that zone of comfortable then uncomfortable and confused and vulnerable and recognizing that he's powerful and I'm not and that I need this deal from him and he has the power to give it to me.
We can have like to win two VIP passes to the premiere in New York, and they have to like it. So now you're generating all these likes on your Facebook page.
Wow. Okay. You mean I'm going to use your service?
Good.
On Marilyn Monroe.
I'm going to use your service, he says, on this Marilyn Monroe movie that they put out, I guess.
Good.
And then, you know, you can sign me up, tell your boss.
And so he's going from almost pulling a trigger on using this platform to then he would put his hand up under the table, up my dress.
Oh.
I was trying to save face a bit. At first, I was trying to kind of manage the situation. There was a combination of confidence and naivety that led me to, you know, this dynamic that we see now.
Data's still hot, right?
So she leans over and grabs him on the shoulder and says, "Data's so hot, right?
So hot, right?
Data's so hot, right? Here it is.
Data's still hot, right?
What's that?
Data's so hot.
It is hot. Right.
It is hot. You're hot, hot," he says. I mean, that's just teeing it up right there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's...
And I just think if a girl touches me at any time, I'm like, oh, she's interested. She's touching me.
Then Harvey says, let me have a little bit of you. Give it to me. It's hard to hear, but that's what he says. Let me have a little bit of you. Give it to me. And he writes, he says, it's okay. Would you like to do it some more? So he's apparently sticking his hand up her dress right now. And she says a little bit. And then she says, that's a little high, that's a little high. Hold on. Let me just back up so you can get this whole dynamic here. Let me have a little bit of you. Give it to me, he says.
A little bit. A little high, that's a little high, that's a little high. So another thing I was thinking is...
So then she shuts him down there, I guess, as he goes up closer and closer to her crotch, tells him it's a little high.
He's not even listening to what she's saying anymore.
No, he's totally disinterested.
He keeps looking out the window past her, see? He's looking out the window.
Yeah, I don't know what he's looking at. But she tries to bring it back to the business here.
Sarah, I don't know how much you were involved, but the Sarah Jessica Parker movie with Skyrocket? Maybe it was Skyrocket? Some kind of app thing. I don't know, never mind. It was like a buy the look where they wanted to, in the trailer, they wanted people to be able to buy her clothing. So they partner with Outlook and whatever, Blue Fly.
It's not me.
Okay, whatever. I can do that too.
She's like, whatever. My platform, the video platform she's trying to sell, could do that too.
I tried to keep it on script in terms of pitching him the product, but
he was still touching you on the shoulder.
He was still touching me on the shoulder.
What's running through your head as that's happening?
What do I do? How did I get myself here? I lost my train of thought, and I was trying so hard to gain back my own mental footing. At some point, his whole affect changed, and he looked like a predator. His eyes became dark.
What would you say to someone who might watch that and say, well, Melissa was flirting with him? Is that what you see when you watch it?
It was more tricky than I think it's possible to judge from looking at it. I worked on Wall Street before I went to business school, and I worked in an environment that was heavily male-dominated. I thought I could handle it. I had never met anyone that I couldn't handle until Harvey Weinstein.
So then he says, come here for a second, you want some water?
When you go to the kitchen, you adjust the angle of the computer. Why?
I knew that I was losing the ability to control the situation and keep it professional. So I had entered that fight or flight mode, and I was scared of him.
What are you doing afterwards? What are you doing later? He asks.
I'm going to go edit a movie. I'm going to go edit a movie, but I'll meet you somewhere. I'll meet you for a drink.
What time?
It's 3:34. I'll meet you at 5:30 at Tribeca Grand.
Okay.
Were you under the...
I'll meet you at 5:30 at Tribeca Grand.
I actually
for
have a
drink.
Meeting.
Don't you yet? Yeah, have an excuse.
I always have an out. I have
this
a meeting.
This is where she says she was raped, was at the Tribeca Grand, the hotel.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, she wasn't even there at the hotel.
No,
we're there right now.
No. Gone. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
This is awful.
I mean, I get it that probably men and women have two vastly different views on this subject, I suppose. But... what I would
I
say is
I bring a friend
this.
With me. I don't
listen,
go alone.
Yeah, listen.
You're meeting for a drink.
He just said a drink, not like to discuss the project more or whatever.
Right.
You're going to meet me at a hotel for a drink. And if she's, the way she's making it out, like this meeting was so horrible. She was mortified. He looked like a, even her voice starts to crack there. He looked like a predator.
This is bad. You don't know what it's like to be a female in that situation.
Hey,
I'm just telling
it.
You that
no,
it's
no, no, no.
I,
you're right. I've never been in a situation like that, but I can imagine what it would be like to be a woman. But at that point, if it's so terrible and it's so scary, you don't then go meet the guy for a drink 2 hours later, do you?
Is my job on the line?
No,
is it a big sale?
Harry said I'm going with you.
I know, but if I don't go to meet him... am
yeah,
I losing
here's what
the
you
deal?
Do. No, you say, you know what? I have something to do, somewhere to be, whatever. I'll get you signed up for the service. I'll give you a call tomorrow or something, whatever the case may be. I mean, I just, if it's that bad, if it's as bad as you're making it out.
But at that time, it's bad, but it's not rape. So she might be like, okay, I'll go meet him for a drink
but
to close
the sale.
But she
just got done saying that she could see his affect. He's a
sure.
predator. His eyes got dark. Blah,
yet.
Blah, blah. He's touching her. He's doing this. He's making her uncomfortable. Those are all warning signs that something, he
but,
wants something, right?
Yes. He's going up her skirt, grabbing her panties, rubbing her arm. He said, call your boss. I'm going with you. She should call her boss, go, hey, it's closed. I'm done with this guy.
He's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, sign him up. I'm not going to meet him for a drink.
But in public. She's assuming they're going to be in public
together.
But
I'm not going alone to that.
Debbie in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, Rover. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Oh, my God. On my way to work, and I'm listening to you guys talking about this girl with this guy, and it's ridiculous. I don't understand why, when a woman is in that predicament, that the first time that that guy was appropriate, whether if she was going to be in a movie or she was going to benefit by it somehow, she should have stopped that right then and there.
Yeah, look, I think these guys, Harvey Weinstein, I think, was a creep who used his position of influence, power, and money to get into girls' pants.
Yes.
Maybe he did rape women. Maybe he threw them down and raped them. Maybe that happened. But what I'm seeing here in this, if I'm on the jury, she's now suing Harvey Weinstein, the movie producer, for something that happened 7 years ago. This was back in 2011. What I'm seeing here is someone who's like, you know what? I think I can benefit from this. I'm going to go along with this and kind of knowing what they're getting into. That's my take on this. Now, I don't know what happened at this hotel. I don't know, but it just...
You're 100% right, because she knew what she was doing. I believe at that time she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
And she knew if anything were to go farther, and I don't say rape is a good thing, it's out of control. But when you know that you can possibly... Later on down the years, if somebody came forth legit and said, hey, this guy raped me, I'm sorry, she's wrong. She shouldn't be able to sue him for anything.
Let me just put something, I know this might be a bad analogy here, but let's say that I'm walking down the street downtown. We've all probably seen a situation like this. There's a homeless guy who's doing something wacko.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm walking down the street downtown and a homeless guy is yelling and screaming and punching passersby in the face.
Oof.
Do I walk right towards him? Or do I recognize the threat? Now, maybe the guy will let me go. Maybe I'll be able to walk right by him.
I think that the
guy... But at that point, my feelers are up. I go, I might get punched in the face if I keep walking this direction.
No.
I take a left turn. I go down to the next block.
Change the scenario. You see a homeless guy screaming and yelling and lunging towards you.
And he hasn't hit anyone? I still go the other
He's
way.
He's going crazy?
Yeah. If you see a homeless guy yelling and screaming, you go, here's an unstable dude.
But
I'm
there's going, nothing
I'm going to try
stake.
To get to the other side of the street. Even though he hasn't punched anyone, mm-hmm. I've seen news stories where homeless people will freak out. They punch someone randomly, or they'll take out a knife and just stab a dude. Stab him right in the neck. There was a homeless guy that happened in California maybe about 6 months ago. A guy sitting out there at a restaurant, right there on the boardwalk, Santa Monica or something. I think it was Santa Monica. And he's sitting at a restaurant. They had an outdoor area. He's sitting there. Homeless guy had been yelling and screaming all day long there. And the police were called, and the police, they said, look, the guy, he's just yelling and screaming. He's Nothing. Homeless. There's not a whole lot we can do. And this guy's sitting there eating lunch with his, I think, like 9-year-old daughter or 6-year-old daughter, this guy. And the homeless guy walks by the restaurant. The dude's sitting there in a chair with his daughter, and the homeless guy goes, stabs him right in the neck. Kills him. Kills him right in front of his daughter. Yeah. Now, what I'm saying is, he didn't have to stab a bunch of people. You knew what was good. You'd stay away from that guy, right? I'm not saying the dude, it's his fault. He was just eating in a restaurant. This guy came up and stabbed him out of the blue. But if you're walking down the street and you see a guy a block away yelling and screaming, and you can hear him a block away, and he's...
But you do it every day, and you're like, oh, that's the guy that does that. You know that, like, Harvey's the guy that... Oh,
no!
How does she know that?
She doesn't know that. How does she know that?
She just met him. That's the second time they met.
Right. How does she get a vibe of
somebody's creepy. You don't think you get a vibe?
Okay, so she says she got the vibe. So if you get a vibe that a guy's creepy, you don't meet him at a hotel
My job is on the line.
Oh.
No, it's
I
not.
Don't
it's
go in sale. Alone.
Here, sure to hit the sale.
I don't go in alone. I don't go to that
Amanda,
meeting.
Amanda, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
So I was thinking about the woman who is claiming that he raped her. When they were having the interview and the conversation, she allowed him to put his hand, you know, halfway up her dress. Did she not?
She did, yes.
Okay. And then she later met him at a hotel for a beverage, expecting him not to have expectations.
It doesn't mean you can have sex with me. It doesn't mean you can rape me.
You're right. It doesn't mean you can rape, but it also means that you should be expecting that this is not a business meeting. I mean, you're Amanda, you've had guys do various... You've had guys hit on you. You've had guys make moves on you. You know what they're after, right?
I do. But the interview may have been a business meeting, okay? But when you meet later on at a hotel with a man who has already put his hand halfway up your dress, you know what he wants.
Yeah,
from you.
Something, sure. Amanda, you may have been caught. You could be caught in a business meeting and a guy does something creepy and it's so out of the blue, you go, you may not know how to react. I've been in situations, correct, not like that necessarily, where someone's doing something sexual, but I think everyone can relate to being in a situation where you're completely caught off guard. And whether it's a nervous laugh or whatever, you don't know what to do because you just, it came out of the blue. You had no idea. And she could have been caught in that. And maybe she was caught in that situation. The guy puts his hand on her leg, starts moving it up. Maybe she doesn't know what to do. She's caught off guard. It's totally out of the blue. She's nervous, and she laughs, does whatever. She's okay. But I'm with Amanda that you don't then, when the guy goes, let's meet for a drink 2 hours from now at a hotel, you don't go, hey, that sounds like a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'll see you there.
At a hotel of all places?
Yeah.
How about Starbucks? How about this hole-in-the-wall bar at the corner and just grab a beverage? No.
It's a hotel bar.
She does explain a little bit more. She has an explanation for this. I'll let her, in her own words, I'll play it here from this interview. This is with Sky News. This is a woman who says that Harvey Weinstein raped her back in 2011. This is video of the meeting that they had 2 hours before the alleged rape, which happened at a hotel. She's pitching him this product, this video platform product, and after he's done all these supposedly bad things, he says, "Let's meet for a drink later." And she's like, "Okay,
meet for a drink."
What time?
It's 3:34. I'm at 5:30 at Tribeca Grand.
Okay. Were you under the impression that meeting was to close the deal, potentially?
Yes. So it wasn't at 10 p.m. It wasn't an invitation to come to his hotel room. It was invitation to...
But you could close, just before she continues, you could close the deal right there. Yeah. You're in the office. You could close the deal right now. So we're good? Got it all done?
Before you leave,
I'll send the paperwork over tomorrow or whatever, or here's the paperwork or whatever the case may be.
To a hotel lobby that was within blocks of the office. And so that, to me, felt much safer than being alone with him in his office.
Melissa says Weinstein came to the hotel lobby and told her to follow him. She assumed they were going to a conference room, but it was Weinstein's hotel room. There.
Let's pause it there again. If you're meeting at the hotel bar and the guy says, follow me, and let's just say you think you're going to a conference room, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt here. Once you end up at the hotel room, what do?
You don't walk in. You leave.
You say, you know what? I don't feel comfortable with this. You don't go into the hotel room with the guy who you are claiming just did creepy stuff with you 2 hours before in a meeting. Some people would say they were flirting back and forth, and she was certainly a party to that. That's what some people would say. But she's like, oh, you made me so uncomfortable. You don't go into the hotel room with the guy, do you? Is there any excuse for this?
No.
And this is not victim blaming. This is common sense. Okay?
What does she say? Does she talk about that? Why she went in?
Weinstein's hotel room. There, she says, he raped her.
If I would try to fight myself away from him,
he would then move around to a place where he could block me in somewhere, and he's a big individual, and I constantly felt trapped no matter where I turned, or he cornered me over and over again.
Melissa's business meeting and the alleged rape are part of a class action lawsuit against Weinstein and others connected to him who might have known what was happening.
Had people been more vocal and not said, yeah, that's Harvey, or yeah, we have to live with that. You don't. We don't have to live with things that are illegal and abusive, and we don't have to... We don't have to live with being raped when we think we're going to a business meeting.
Anonymous, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hi.
Hi.
I love you guys, but seriously.
I love you, too.
Thank you. But seriously, sometimes I was 20 years old and I was working as a bartender. I know I was underage, but they were okay with it. I went to a bar with some friends, some girlfriends, and I was left behind. I was brutally raped. Mm-hmm. He gave me a ride home on his motorcycle, and it started to rain. He took me to his apartment. I did not realize my apartment was literally 50 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
I was brutally raped in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We took it to court. I took it to court because mm-hmm. my father said, take it to court.
Sure, of course. I agree. I agree with that.
I was persecuted. So every single time that you say something against what the woman is wearing or what she's doing, you don't realize that sometimes the woman is just trying to placate the man in order to get out of the situation.
Well, it is well, so what I would say is, and I don't think I'm doing that. I think that what I'm saying is we need to, and I know what the argument from people is, well, teach men not to rape. Yeah, I got it. We also teach people not to kill. And they still do. It doesn't mean we stop trying to teach people not to kill. We'll keep trying to tell boys, don't rape. But I think we also have to tell women and teach women what to do if you find yourself caught off guard in a situation.
Oh, my God, but they're so stupid.
What?
You have even said that on your show.
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
When you're stupid and you're young, right?
No.
You do things you would not do as an adult.
Sure, of course. We all do. We all do stupid stuff. The younger you are, the dumber you are. That's a fact.
Was she an adult, Rover? She's 20.
Sure, but you could still be naive at the age of 20. I mean, she's doing stuff at the age of 20 that I don't know how old she is now that you probably wouldn't do. Let's just say she's 40. I don't know how old she is. But you do dumb stuff at the age of 20 that as a 40-year-old you
back,
wouldn't do.
Yeah, and you say, well, that was dumb.
Exactly. And how do you learn from life experiences. You think, that won't happen to me when you're young because you're stupid. And then it does happen to you. And you go, oh, it doesn't just happen to other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Teach your children, teach your boys, and teach your girls. Let your girls know if you're ever in a situation where you feel uncomfortable, call your mom or your dad.
Now, Anonymous, let me ask you, so in this situation, I think this is a different, look, I don't know much about your situation, but just watching this video and hearing this woman talk, the point that I'm trying to make is if the guy has done creepy things, And then he asks you out for a drink at a hotel later, 2 hours later. You say no. Now, in your situation, let me just throw this out. You're at a bar. You're underage. You're 20. Let's say that the guy did creepy things to you, and he made you uncomfortable.
He made me uncomfortable for about 2 to 3 months prior when I was working.
Okay. But all right. So you okay? So hold on. I guess I didn't understand all of this story. So you were working at the bar. You were underage working at the bar. This guy was what? Was he a patron? Was he a coworker? Who was this guy? He was a patron. All right. So he made you uncomfortable in the 2 or 3 months leading up to this incident?
Yeah.
What did he do to make you uncomfortable?
Well, he said that my clothes were less than up to par. Like, I wasn't wearing Chanel or anything like that. And he...
what 20-year-olds are?
Listen, I weighed 103 pounds. I am 5'11".
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And that man was awful to me.
Okay, okay.
5'11", 103 pounds, Rover.
130, I thought she said.
But look, Rover, here's the thing.
Wait. Hold on. So I'm still trying to break this whole thing down. So he's making you uncomfortable. Did he ever do anything like stick his hand up your dress like this guy, like Harvey Weinstein did to this woman in the meeting?
No, but verbally, and Dushy knows this, I think. Sometimes verbally, men do things that are offensive to women.
Sure. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
And believe me, women do things that are offensive to guys as well. Women will belittle men. You've seen, everyone's been in a situation. Every guy has been in a situation or seen a situation where some girl gets hit on in a bar and the girl's like, yeah, right. You know?
Yeah, like you have a shot with
exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never said you've had a small penis before.
Oh, yeah,
no. Weekly.
yeah, why would you lie about something like that, Douchey? So...
All right, sorry, honey.
All right, so the guy made you uncomfortable, but never did anything. Did he say sexual comments to you? Creepy comments?
No, not really.
Okay, so here's the difference. Here's the difference in the situation. If the guy had done all of those things, hold on. If the guy had done all of those things and given you those warning signs, if he had stuck his hand up your dress, if he had made comments about, you know, sexual comments towards you, and then you got on the guy's motorcycle and rent home with him. Now, it still doesn't give him the right to rape you. It's still against the law. You should still prosecute. But one would ask, hold on, one would ask, why put yourself in such a compromising situation?
Wow.
What is the wow?
Absolutely freaking serious, because I am standing up for every rape victim ever.
Okay, that's fine, but why are you saying wow? Hold on a second. Am I the only person who, if someone were doing these things, now this guy didn't do this to you. I'm not saying that you did anything wrong.
I had no ride home. I was 20
That's fine.
Years old.
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying if the guy had stuck his hand up your dress previously, and if he had said creepy sexual things to you, would you still have gotten on the motorcycle and let him give you a ride home?
Not if he had stuck my hand up my dress.
Okay, so.
What I'm telling you.
Wow. Hallelujah. What I'm telling you is why this woman who's accusing Harvey Weinstein of rape back in 2011, why, if in a business meeting at 3:30 p.m. he stuck his hand up her dress, and she's like, and he's like, is this okay? And she's like, yeah, it's okay, that's fine. If he had done all of that, and then says, hey, let's go out and have a drink. Why would you go out and have a drink with the guy? Doesn't make any sense to me. You just said you wouldn't get on the back of the motorcycle if the guy did creepy stuff to you. Why would this guy, why would this girl go to a hotel if Harvey Weinstein did creepy stuff to her?
All right, I'm going to give you another scenario. So I get hired after I graduated from college with a master's degree. And
by the way, I'm watching RMG TV. It's really hard to take this conversation seriously when I have a giant pepperoni just laying on the desk next to me. You know, I mean, it just. All right. Anyhow, go on. Sorry, Anonymous. Continue on.
And he asked me, are you planning on having babies?
Who asked you this? Someone that was hiring you or who?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
It's sexism. And I he actually understands the threat to women. And you just don't quite do.
All right. I'm not debating. Well, wait a second. Hold on. So, sure, that could be a sexist question that the guy asked.
How'd you respond?
I said no, Peter.
But I also am like, that's not the end of the world if someone asks that question in a job interview. Technically, these days, I guess it would be maybe it's illegal, equal opportunity employment or whatever. But it's not like the end of the world. It's not like the guy goes, hey, listen. You might be good for this secretary job. I'm looking at your lips. You have beautiful lips. Are you really good at slobbing the knob?
Ew.
That, you'd be like, whoa. Now, the reason someone would ask, are you planning on having kids, if we're just honest, employers, rightly or wrongly, are...
paying for insurance.
They pay, right. Women are
the back
out of
their
work.
Mind.
They're out of work. They're on maternity leave. Right. It's not an easy thing for companies to do. So that's why he was asking. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's not sexist. Just saying that's not like, it's not the end of the world. I'd take that a million times over being raped by someone.
Yeah.
But think about this.
Okay. Now, Anonymous, hold on. Before we get off on anything else. So this guy takes you back to his apartment. You don't realize your apartment is 50 yards away, you say.
No.
All right. Are you drunk? Are you loaded at this point? What's your state of mind?
I was drunk, and I just come back from Europe.
I'm sorry. You were what?
I just came back from Europe.
Europe.
Were you drunk?
Yes. Were you drunk?
Yes.
Yes, I was.
Okay. So you were drunk. Okay. Now, this is another thing that really pisses women off when I say this. And I don't mean this in a negative way. And they'll say, well, just because I'm drunk doesn't give you the right to rape me. I fully agree with that. Hold on. Let me get my thought out for crying out loud. Women need to be aware of the situation they put themselves in when they are drunk. You put yourself in a vulnerable situation, just like I do when I'm out of town. And it's 2:30 in the morning, and I leave a bar, and it's late at night, and I'm walking down the sidewalk by myself, and someone robs me, sticks a knife in my back or a gun in my back and says, give me your wallet. I have put myself in a vulnerable position by being drunk and doing that, and it doesn't make it... It doesn't give the robber the right to do that to me, so I'm not making that argument. I'm saying you need to be vigilant, and I understand you are 20. You don't learn these lessons until later in life, so I'm not blaming you at all. Look, I've been drunk and put myself in vulnerable situations before. Everyone has. Nads does it at least 3 times a week.
Yep.
But it's something we have to have a conversation about that. I remember the governor of Ohio at one point said that we need to teach women don't get totally sloshed because someone could do bad things to you. And people were so outraged. Oh, my God, it's victim blaming. He has a point.
I think it's victim blaming. I think it's men in power that are just doing everything.
Not all men. Most men wouldn't do that to you, Anonymous. I'm just saying, most men, whether you were drunk or not, wouldn't do that to you. The vast majority of men. There are some guys that are creeps. Now, it's very hard to get through this.
Are you drinking now?
No.
Okay. Okay, just wondering.
Now, Anonymous, so you're drunk, you get a ride home, you end up in his apartment, he raped you in the bathroom. Did he just attack you, or what happened?
He strangled me out.
Oh, my God. So you're unconscious. Is that right?
Yep.
You say that you prosecuted this guy, correct?
Yep.
What happened?
They were like, what were you wearing? What were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I didn't want to come on when I talked to Nance, it's insane.
What was the end result of this court case?
Nothing.
He got off?
Yep.
How?
And 20 years later, and at this point, I am just like...
Do you know the guy's name who did this to you? Like, I don't know how it would... I would just...
And so did my father.
What's that?
My father took care of it.
What?
Her father took care of it.
How'd your father take care of it?
What can I say?
Is the guy still alive?
I don't know.
He was killed.
Did your father kill the guy?
No.
What did he do?
I don't know.
So what happened after the fact? Did you go and you call 911?
The next morning or that night, I went back to the boyfriend's house, and the boyfriend said, "What were you wearing? What did you do?"
Your boyfriend asked you that?
Why? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You see why I have a sensitivity to this.
All right, so you left this guy's apartment. You went back to your apartment where your boyfriend is. And you told him what happened?
His house.
What?
His house.
Okay, so you went to your boyfriend's house.
He says, "What are you wearing?"
Well, he's an idiot.
So you told him what happened with this guy. Oh my God. And how quickly did you report this to the police?
24 hours later.
Yeah.
Lesson.
That's why every time I was watching the Steelers Browns game on Sunday, and Ben Roethlisberger is quarterback, B2 asked me as we're watching the game. She goes, "Is that the guy who rapes chicks?" I go, "Yep, that's him." I believe that woman's story, the woman down in wherever that was.
Georgia.
She went out. It wasn't even 24 hours later. She went out right then and flagged down a cop car passing by and says, "I was just raped in this bar bathroom." Like, if that's not the most credible story in the world, I don't know what is.
Right.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
So he followed me to my boyfriend's house.
Uh-huh.
And he was behind me in the car. And I had a baseball bat in the back. And I pulled the baseball bat out and just threatened him, and he backed down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. You have to give these young girls knowledge and...
So are you agreeing with me or disagreeing with me, Anonymous?
I don't know.
After all that, half hour, I don't know whose side I'm on.
All right. Anonymous, I'm sorry for what happened to you. It sounds very terrible.
I'm sorry.
And I, you know, if I, if something like that happened to me and I knew who it was, and it might even take 20 years for me to get my revenge, I'm getting that revenge. Aren't you, Dieter?
Of course. Aren't you, Dieter? For it.
Yes.
I've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus, and we'll give some stuff away. It's all coming up right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's growing. It's expanding. It's pulsing. It's coming to a city near you.
Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
Tom, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Dieter, yo.
Yo!
That's my first Yo Dieter.
Yo!
You know, I got to take issue with the Ben Roethlisberger thing because, you know what? The girl never showed up to court. So what do you take from that?
That she got paid off by him?
Really? I mean, really?
Yeah. Yes. Well, what do you take from that?
I take that she didn't show up for court. If it was really a legitimate issue,
no.
Wouldn't she show up to court and go through the court process?
No, because here's why he paid her off. There's no doubt in my mind. That's why she didn't want to cooperate with the investigation, because her Roethlisberger's attorneys, I'm sure, told her, listen. We're going to drag you through the mud. We're going to dig up dirt on you. Every sexual partner you've ever had. You ever taken any nude selfies? Are you a slut? Or we'll give you $1 million. Your choice.
And you don't think that would have come out by now? That would have been leaked?
No, because she, I'm sure, signed a non-disclosure agreement. There's no doubt in my mind that she got money from him. Zero. I mean, think about this, Tom. You're telling me she was out with him. They went to a couple of bars. She went to the bathroom. He followed her into the women's restroom. That's where she said the assault occurred.
Right.
She left the women's bathroom and immediately went outside the bar and flagged down a cop car. Now, I get it if it's a day later, 2 days later, maybe she felt embarrassed about something she did. Maybe she had a boyfriend and the boyfriend found out or whatever. Or maybe she thought, I'm going to get some money out of this guy. You're telling me she had that thought right then in the spur of the moment? I don't. There's no way.
Yeah, and actually, no, and actually, it's going to be for what you just said. I'm going to get some money out of this guy. I'm going to go flag down a cop, and I'm going to make a claim on this.
No. I don't believe that at all. I really don't.
What was the story on that?
What do you mean?
Like what?
I just told you the story.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, in the bathroom. In the women's bathroom.
I don't really remember.
At a bar.
This. Well, that wasn't even the only time he got accused of rape.
He was accused of rape like 6 months earlier. I don't know the details.
At a golf
that.
Tournament. Yeah. I think he had a girl come up to look at his TV, like the front desk lady, and he raped her.
No, I thought that was Kobe Bryant had the girl come up and look at the TV.
No.
Well, and from what I understand, not only did she not show up for court, she didn't even show up for deposition. So, really?
What football team do you like?
I'm a Steelers fan. Oh,
okay.
I'm calling.
I got you.
But I was born and raised a Browns fan. I'm born and raised in Cleveland. I was a Browns fan my entire life. And one morning I woke up and my team moved to Baltimore. So I got back at them by becoming a Steelers fan. And I've never been unhappy since.
Well, you certainly have had more wins to celebrate. That's for sure.
You really got those Browns, though, man.
Listen, I really give a girl a benefit of the doubt if she's going to do that right there in the middle of the night in real time. I just, it's hard for me to believe that she would make that up.
She was paid off with a certain amount of money, that we have heard about that. It would have been reported. And I've never heard anything other than she never showed up.
You might even be, who knows? What about the other girl? He could be thinking of the other girl. Maybe she didn't show up. I don't know.
She was paid off. The other girl was.
Oh, the other girl was. Okay. Yeah. All right. I think that this one was paid off. There's I agree. No doubt. Tom, thank you. All right. I've got to wrap it up. What do you have coming up on the aftermath, Charlie?
We're going to talk about the Ozzy Osbourne contest. We'll talk about Paul McCartney pounding off with John Lennon. And we'll talk about Jeffrey asking for a raise. All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
Okay. Caller, what?
Oh, no. You guys can talk about it. Go ahead.
Caller 30, 866-YOR-OVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you tickets to see Ozzy Osbourne and Stone Sour at the WMMS 50th anniversary concert this Sunday at Blossom Music Center. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. The aftermath starts in just a few minutes on RMG Plus. If you're not a subscriber, sign up now at RoverRadio.com so you can watch or listen live. For you losers who are not RMG Plus subscribers, we'll talk to you losers tomorrow on the main show. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.